Unknown.
What's up, y'all? Are you ready to have a guess? Well, you're in luck. It's time for the Unknown Podcast.
What is up, everyone? It is your boy Smoothie, but of course, welcome back to the Unknown Podcast. This is episode number 12, and this is take two. For those of you who've been watching the live broadcast, you are aware of some technical difficulties, but we worked through it, and we got it going on correctly right now. So as I previously stated, it was only supposed to be Brandon and I this week. Scott is out on leave. We let him go, take some shore leave, and we were approached by our buddy, and I let him do his introduction to come and jump in and be a special guest, and we welcome him.
Hey, Kyle here from Iconoclast Podcast.
Woo!
I'm here to kick it and hang out.
All right.
What's up, dude?
Not much, buddy. Just, you know, doing my thing, hanging out at home, being me.
We're glad right to have on. You here. We're glad to have you here, most definitely. Hey. Before we get any further into things, let's jump. Well, Brandon, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Brandon. Hi, I'm Brandon. Nice to meet you.
There we go. In case you were unsure of who that was.
This is 3 weeks in a row. Nice job.
This is. Yeah. 3 weeks. Kudos. 3 weeks in a row.
But bummer that we lost Scott, because this is Scott's first episode that he hasn't been on. He's been on more than I have.
That is true. We were talking about that last week, weren't we? And his streak has come to an end.
Hopefully he calls in at some point, because that'll count if he does that.
Definitely. He can come in as long as he makes his appearance, I guess. We'll count that. Maybe like some rule, like he has to be here like at least 5 minutes. If he's,
that works.
Maybe he'll have another quick dump he'll have to go take, and he can just talk to us during
that. There we go. There we go. But let's get into our typical starting off the show of our traditional fireball and or whatever shot you so desire. Brandon, I'm assuming you got your fireball going.
And I put it in DOS boot again this week, since I actually have a camera
there
working
we go.
This week.
Yes, for the live viewers, you can get the joy of once again seeing an animated Captain DOS Howdy.
I don't have Fireball, so instead I'm using this Captain Morgan Spice Rum.
There we go. He's just shooting that whole bottle tonight.
Yep, I'm putting in this little Jägermeister glass, though.
Oh. Beautiful.
Would have been cooler if it was right from the bottle, but that's all right. So... Let's shoot this up. That always sounds funny when I listen to that back.
Shoot it up.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. It was delicious.
It was delicious.
And again, that is we were talking a little bit about in the pre-show, our infrequencies with drinking, with the exception of Brandon.
Yeah, thanks.
I just finished off that. I get the little small bottle. I forget what size it is. About the $10 bottle of Fireball.
That's a pint, yeah.
And that
I buy one every Friday when me and Taggart jam together.
Mine lasted. After the Switch Rant episode, when I finished the first bottle, that's the second bottle I bought, and I'm just finishing that now. So that was back show number 3, and here we are at a 12.
Yeah, good for you. That's great. Awesome.
So Brandon, what are you abusing your liver further with tonight?
God damn it. I'm going to go grab a bottle of water.
Oh, come on.
No, I got that Create a Six Pack that I had last week. I still got a couple of those. So I got the Dogfish Head Namaste White.
Ooh.
Belgian style wheat beer is what I'm drinking.
Is it good?
I don't know. I haven't poured it yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'd like to see that. What are you drinking, Smoothie?
I am drinking another one from my six-pack, the Voodoo Ranger IPA. This is the...
It's got a cool label.
I've had that.
This is the 7% alcohol by volume 1.
How'd you like it, Brandon?
I don't remember.
Okay. Wasn't great, then.
Yeah. Mine's only 4.8.
I'm going to try this. Shout out to a local brewery. Somebody left this at my house. I didn't buy this, but it's the Four String Brewing Company American Craft Lager Hilltop Heritage Lager.
There you go. I've heard of that brewery.
Yeah, it's pretty popular here. I've had a few of their beers.
Cool.
See how it is.
All right. Cheers again, everybody.
Cheers.
Mm. I'm down with that. Mm. That's pretty tasty.
Well, it is pretty tasty.
All right.
Is everybody's beers tasty this evening?
It is delicious.
Mine is. Yes.
It reminds me of Shock Top.
Hmm. Isn't Shock Top a Belgian wheat?
Yeah. Then yeah, I think it is.
We'll put you in
Mr. Beer Guy. Well, what the fuck was that little face that you made?
Mr. Beer Guy.
Because you don't ever drink, and then you like had some like knowledge of like what type of beers it was.
Oh, yeah, man. I have encyclopedic knowledge of that.
Right on. I got Simpsons, you got beer.
I don't.
No. I got random knowledge and stuff.
The only thing I have encyclopedic knowledge of is literally like anything ICP related. That's it.
Woo-woo.
That and like techie type stuff, like you could walk anybody through like making a podcast and all of that shit.
Yeah, I guess I waste a little bit of time on that. So
dabble in it here and there.
It's my one and only hobby.
It's a good hobby. I enjoy this more so. I'm glad we all got motivated this year to step up our podcasting game.
Fuck yeah, man. It's so easy anymore. Everybody should have a fucking podcast. I mean, it's a good way to figure out, you know, someone's personality. If you if you met someone, you're like, if everyone had a fucking podcast and you met someone and then you're like, I'm going to check out that person's podcast. You, like, listen to it and it was like pretty like entertaining. You would, you know, want to be friends with that person, right? That'd be pretty cool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, Facebook is kind of like a shitty written out podcast, I guess, for all your friends and family.
I guess that's
shitty podcast.
One weird way of looking at it.
That makes sense. I do like that analogy. It's a very scripted thing because you know you ain't getting the real deal on there.
It's fucking pathetic. Moment. All right, go on.
Speaking of Facebook, real quick, Brandon, will you damn near go and like our Facebook page?
I'll do it right now. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. I never like anything or anything on there ever.
But, you know, it kind of pertains to us. And
it does kind of pertain to us. You're right.
And our show. And you're an admin on there, so you can add stuff, too, which I don't foresee you doing. But
come on, if you do anything on Facebook, at least let it be to cater to the Unknown Pod Facebook page, for crying out loud.
I'm going to fucking like it right now.
And you better get on what's the other one? Vero? Better get on Vero.
Right. Vero. I deleted that. It's gone.
I still have it. I'll pop in every like other day just to see what's going on. But I'm
still pretty damn often.
I don't post anything on there. I just kind of go on and go off because they add it shortly after its inception there. They had added like tracking. So if you open up the app at the bottom, it says like how many minutes or whatever you spent in the app that day. Kind of
use
like
that specifically just to share your Switch thoughts throughout the day. All of your all your shit you want to talk about the Switch. Let me post that on Vero.
You know, we are going to bring. I was thinking about that before the show, since you were going to be on here as a special guest. I wanted to clear the air. Maybe you can share this with our girlfriend Enns here, because I was listening to, as I mentioned on Twitter, one of your older episodes. I was going back through when you were commenting. It was shortly after, I guess, you were on our show earlier on, and you were mentioning my Switch rant, the epic rant of the decades, and people still don't seem to understand what I was getting so fired up about. So I just want to try and clear this up real quick for anybody who's new to this topic.
I can't believe we're still talking about this.
I can't believe you're just now trying to clear this up.
No, like eight episodes stewing.
I've attempted it, but nobody seems to get it. Because on your show,
I need to go back and listen to it. It made me. I remember physically being on.
Now I will preface with saying, and like I said on the show, I was hopped up on Fireball, and you know I was feeling good that night, so that just enabled the floodgates of my mouth to gush forward with this nonsense. But just to speak,
here we go again.
I know you're fucking opening the wound, man. Go ahead.
No, let's hear it. This is not going to be a half hour rant on this. I just want to clear it up, and maybe you can pass this along. Maybe Enz is going to be listening to this.
We're ready.
My whole gripe was no to answer Enz's question. I never even touched the Switch, except last week I went in and touched the Joy-Con in Walmart, and that was it. I didn't actually pick it up and play it. I touched it, so I could say I touched it. But my whole premise, I kind of like got off topic with the Vita and the PS4 and the Wii U not being able to play everything on it. But my biggest thing with the Switch, and not saying that it's going to prevent me from getting one in any stretch of imagination, but one of the big things when the Switch launched was, I remember seeing a graphic of it. We have third party, you know, we're working with third parties, and they showed all the top companies. There has been, at least to my knowledge, no third party titles.
Okay, well, hold on. Fortnite is supposed to announce Switch at E3, and Fortnite's the biggest fucking game in the world right now. Okay, so that's pretty big.
But I'll give it that. We're going on, what, 2 years now with the Switch?
Dark Souls Remastered. It's just been a year. It's been about a year, 2 months.
I agree with what you're saying about the third party, because there hasn't been much. But Fortnite's a pretty big deal, I feel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't like that game. But we'll talk about that in a second. I just want to close the book on the Switch thing. So that was my thing. And I know the big back and forth we had on that episode was, but you don't buy a Nintendo console for third parties. And I completely agree with that. Then why mention, my point was, why mention the third parties? What if somebody just likes Nintendo and wants to play like the Call of Duties or even the Maddens or stuff they botched that with the Wii U. They did have third party stuff, and then nobody was buying the thing because it was poorly marketed. So all third parties pulled out.
Have you been following the news closely enough to really honestly say there's not like a lot of good third parties out? Cause I really haven't, to be completely honest. I don't know.
My concern is, where are we on the mod thing now? Is there anything new on that?
We're close. From what I enter, I don't read super closely on it, but I kind of skim through the shit because I'm just waiting on the big post that says, you know,
it's here it is.
From my understanding, there is a hack being referred to as Atmosphere, I think, and once that's live, like that's the one we're waiting on. But there's already homebrew. You can already put emulators. There's already those that are out there. If you want to play some old shit on your Switch,
anything I can put emulators on. Yeah. I want to put emulators on.
Same. I'm with you. So I'll be doing the same shit. Obviously, I got them all on my Wii U and my Wii allegedly. You know, all that, my RetroPie, my original Xbox. Can't have it on enough.
How easy is it on the Switch?
From my understanding, I've read some people are doing this weird thing where they open up the right Joy-Con and there's something you can like tinker with in there, but
I don't want to do that shit.
I don't really want to either, but I will, because it sounds like it's pretty basic, but nevertheless, I'm pretty sure this Atmosphere thing is allegedly a soft mod, so we'll see.
Okay, meaning you don't have to do anything to the hardware.
Correct.
Okay, because I thought I heard at first that it was a hardware thing that you had to do.
Yeah, I think originally it was, but I think it's gone. As far as I can tell, again, don't quote
me. Yeah, I got you.
I literally skimmed through the posts. Like, yeah. I just can't understand. They get really fucking technical on some of those.
Yeah, I kind of followed some of it on Reddit as well. And, like, same thing. Like, I kind of see it, but it's like, yeah. You might know a little bit more than I had.
There are Switch hacks, if you want to subscribe to that. That's where I read that shit.
Gotcha.
So anyway, we kind of,
because if it was a hardware thing, I was like, I'll just fucking drive to Kyle and have him do it, because I'm never comfortable.
Definitely do it regardless. So.
Yeah, I'm never comfortable with the hardware stuff.
I feel that.
So,
yes, sorry, Smithy. Yes.
No, that's all right, because I wanted to hear that. So, that was it. That's the
third party support. All right, let's see. Hold on, upcoming Nintendo Switch games with confirmed release dates.
There you go. Kyle researches shit when he talks. We just talk. He looks it up.
Oh, they got Wolfenstein 2 is coming out for the Switch, which is cool.
Are you guys into the new Fallout thing? Are you excited about the new Fallout game at all?
That sounds, I mean, it's from literally the no information we have. It seems, yeah. I'm intrigued at the very least. I will check it out. I was saying on our show last week, I've never even played more than like an hour of Fallout. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not like super into it.
But. I just back in 20, like 2 years ago, I think I finally beat Fallout 3 completely. Mm-hmm. And okay. I did enjoy it. And I picked up the Game of the Year edition of that, and New Vegas. Yeah. And after hearing your podcast when you were talking about the trailer, Kyle, I almost, but it didn't make its way in. I almost started playing New Vegas just because I wanted to play that and then play Fallout 4 and then see what the new one's about. Because I do enjoy the games, but yeah. I can also see how you only played like an hour through. Yeah. And it's, until you fully get into it, it's a lot of, like, I'm a more straightforward part. Like, give me like a game like Gears of War where you go point A to point B to point C. Yeah. You know, it kind of holds your hand. I don't want to have to go talk
it's
to...
overwhelming.
It is. It's a lot to do, and you want to go explore everything and get the most out of the game, but it's like, at the same time, you just want a good narrative and then move forward.
I mean, I felt like that when at the very first time I played Oblivion, the very first time I played Skyrim, which are essentially the same fucking game, just in a different setting. So I understand that, and I love those games to death. But the difference between my experience with that and my experience with Fallout is that I've actually powered through that initial hump, that very hard, like, okay, when will I fucking really get this game? You know, when will I start understanding? I actually powered through that shit on those games. I'm sure if I do that with Fallout, I will enjoy them just as much. So,
and I think that's all.
That's the only thing stopping me.
And I think that's what it was for me too. Once I finally, you know, sat down and said, "Look, Fallout 4 is out now. You know, this game's been out since like 20 whatever, whenever Fallout 3 released, and it looks like a really good game." And it was because I got it when it came out, but I never touched it. Aside from maybe an hour or so, like making it out of the vault and then saying, "Oh, what the heck do I do from here?" But once I got into it and kind of pushed forward, you know, I was good with it. I was good with it.
I mean, I like the Fallout games, but I agree with Kyle that I like the Elder Scrolls games way better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I started Oblivion. I never got very far in that. And Skyrim, I didn't get very far in either. And so they're kind of sitting. I do want to revisit them. At some point.
Oblivion is a game that is probably like in my top 10 of time that I ever spent playing.
Yeah, I'm same for me. That's one of the only games I can literally remember a time where I played it from the time I woke up to like the time I went to bed.
Yeah.
I agree. And those kind of games, it's hard for me to do that because it's like, who do I talk to, you know? And
everybody. Everybody. In Oblivion, everybody.
Yeah.
And that's just so long.
It's daunting. Yeah, it's unless you're into it, like you're not gonna. It's, I mean, I'm sure you had the same feeling with Fallout at first, but yeah, I mean, you gotta be. It's gotta draw you in, you know.
And it does, and like I said, I plan on going back eventually, but I have so many, like, an overflow of games and systems. It's very overwhelming, and most of the time, like, I'll sit there and be like, all right, nobody will be home, and I'll have a chance to play something, and I'll just sit there and be like, what am I gonna play? Do I want to play, like, you know, you guys were talking about on your show, Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask.
Yeah.
And I re-picked up Ocarina of Time and got further than I had gotten, and now I haven't played it in like a week. So so it's like, do I play that, or do I play like New Vegas? And 9 times out of 10, I end up just putting in Call of Duty and just going to shoot people on multiplayer.
Yeah, I got like that with a certain point when I was playing Destiny hardcore. I literally didn't play like any other game. I was just so invested in it that every other game felt like I was like, well, why would I play that fucking game when I could go grind for this in Destiny, you know?
I will say too, a lot of it for me is with games. I love the concept of achievements and even trophies on the PS3 that, like, I'll jump into a game like on the hardest mode, because I know that, you know, you'll get all the achievements below it for beating it and everything, and spend way too much time going through one game. And after listening to you talk about The Last of Us, when you played on easy, I think you said, Kyle, I was like, maybe I need to start doing that, just going back and playing them through on easy first, at least to get the story and complete
the game. That's where I'm at now, yeah. I'm at the point where it's like, yeah, I'm just going to do easy, because if I don't, I'm going to get frustrated and I'm not going to actually get out of it what I want to. So, fuck it. Easy it is.
I don't have time to replay games. If I'm going to spend my time playing something, I want to play something that is new, that I want to add to my, you know, catalog of games I liked or spent time on. I'd rather do that than replay fucking an old N64 game for the 10th time, you know?
Yeah, and that's... So I think moving forward, that's what I'm going to start to do. And then, because I can always go back and replay if I want to, and I can still get all the other, like, little trinkets and, like, pickups and everything and just get a guy, because I don't really care about that stuff. Like, typically...
Yeah, there's not enough time in the day anymore for me.
With the... No. With
that's
like,
the hardest part.
Yeah, with, like, the Call of Duty games with all, like, the... What are they? The Intels like and stuff. Shit? Well, no, I'll do that, like, once at least, because I've grown to enjoy multiplayer more just for fun, because it's something I can pick up and put down real quick. Like, if I even have, like, 5 minutes, I can jump on, at least play a match and put it down. But no, like, with the collectibles and stuff, like, I have no problems finding what I can while I'm playing, but then getting a guide and just saying, running through on the ultra easy level and just getting everything that I need to get those achievements. And that usually
it feels good to just like run through it. Honestly, like I used to feel like, God, I'm such a bitch for not, I can do this on normal at least, but anymore, I'm just like, the only way I'm going to have fun is if I don't die. So let me just I'll play Batman Arkham Asylum on easy. I'll play Wolfenstein.
That game has to be on easy. That game's fucking hard.
Yeah, no shit. I had a hard time on easy, so I'm glad I ran through it a second time. And I loved every second of it.
Yes,
I
mean, but it's a hard game for sure.
What more can I say?
So, Smoothie, what's your beef with Fortnite?
I don't like it. I don't know. Maybe I haven't put enough time into it. You know, maybe like the 10 minutes I played both on mobile and the thing. I just don't like the whole, again, it's daunting to me. Like the whole, it's huge.
Yeah.
And you have to like sit and run and it's a lot of patience, I guess. Like I'm a running gun, but I was like, I tried to play it for the first night on Xbox the other night and I was playing it, and, you know, whatever it was, I found gun. Like, when I was playing on mobile, I could never find a gun right away, so I only had my stupid axe and was getting killed. Yeah. But, like, you know, I found a gun, and I'm shooting people, you know, like, in the head, and then they shoot me once, and I'm dead. I was like, you know, this is crap. So I leave the lobby and start a game, and then I immediately drop in. I'm, like, going, like, literally just touched down, broke a wall, got this awesome shotgun, and got killed. Yep. I was like, I'm done. I don't got time for this. I don't... You're either wandering around trying to find somebody to kill or whatever, and or you're getting killed like within 2 seconds. It's not my cup of tea. And maybe I will visit again later. Maybe if I just give it some time, but it's not.
No, I feel pretty similarly to you, honestly. I understand the craze. I mean, it being free is the biggest selling point. Like, but my kids fucking, they don't even play it that. Like, they've played it a few times here and there, but. They're more obsessed with just the culture of it than the actual game itself. They all like do the fucking dances. They watch the video and kids doing dances. I was at the baseball field this morning getting Alexa's picture taken, and I just seen a team of kids like doing Fortnite dance after Fortnite. It was, you know, it's like this weird kind of like when Pokemon Go came out. You seen everybody fucking standing around catching Pokemon. That's what Fortnite is right now.
Yeah, for sure. It's the biggest thing going right now. I've really enjoyed playing it.
But I know, you've been talking about how you've been playing it on your phone and shit.
Yeah, I've been playing on the PS4 now, too. Me and Taggart's been playing it pretty often on there. And
have you won any matches?
I have been on teams that have won. I'm not good at the game by any means. But I've been on a team that has won that, like, I didn't contribute to or anything, so...
Sure.
But it says win on the screen, so but no, I haven't really achieved a win. No.
Okay, I'm just curious. Yeah, I've only legitimately personally played maybe under 10 matches, and it was okay. It's just I have a lot of the same feelings Smoothie does. It's just I feel like I'm playing Running Simulator.
That's what it seems like to me, and it's even at least with like Call of Duty, it's like a smaller scale. I know different like concept, but you can find somebody to kill. It doesn't take that long to find somebody, and I guess you get more. You get respawns, and like people might.
I think it's just like any of those fucking games. You start learning where to spawn in, like where everybody, you know, where the firefight's gonna be, where the good gear is. As soon as you start getting familiar with the map and those,
that's exactly correct. Yes,
I'm sure that adds quite a bit of the experience.
Yeah, it does.
But I think it's the same. I think that all goes kind of back to the same thing. It's just don't have enough time now. Yeah. Being, you know, this age, I don't have the time to put into learning all these mechanics. It's like just.
I'm with you. I'd rather just play. Honestly, if I'm playing games, I'd rather not play like repetitive games at this point anymore. I want to play either a classic that I have been wanting to play, or I want to just start knocking out some of my backlog on Steam or something, you know, just to experience more different games. I want to find my next favorite game, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. And I'm like kind of in that same boat. Like I haven't, few and far between I buy games. Like the last game I bought was The Fractured Butthole.
Yeah.
And which I'm almost near the end of, because it came with the Stick of Truth. So I'm almost at the end of the Stick of Truth. And once again, I've walked away from it and haven't gone back to that. It's kind of sitting in limbo, but I'm trying not to buy any games because I have a huge catalog of games for the 360, for the PS3. And
well, I mean, we've all got enough games to where we could never buy another game and we'd still never complete all the games that we have.
It's yeah, no shit. I literally have like over 900 games on Steam from buying Humble Bundle.
That's ridiculous.
It's an obsession, man. I buy almost every single one.
But at the same time, it's very inexpensive for you to do so. So yeah. It's like, I mean, why
some
not?
Of them I'll literally just get the dollar tier just to get like a five. Oh, God, those are five games I don't have. And I'll usually read people's thoughts on Reddit and shit to see. And every now and then, I really will randomly install one and try it and genuinely have fun with it. So it's kind
of
like
a lot of those games are fun.
It's like a fun little like grab bag I can reach in from time to time, you know? I just donate a few bucks. And the way I justify it is every time I buy one, you can donate to charity.
Right.
And I always pick the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation and donate it all to charity. So I'm always just donating to charity. It's nice.
Yeah. I always donated it to I get emails from them all the time still, the one that's like fighting the big net neutrality thing. So it's like, you know, at least you're putting it towards something good partially.
Yeah. So it makes me at least, you know, justify, like you literally can't get salty if I'm donating $7 to beat the average, if it's all going to charity, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole Humble Bundle thing. Like whoever came up with that whole thing is extremely cool.
Yeah. I think you got me hip to that, man. You posted about the first couple, at least.
You sent us all one. You gifted us all one.
I probably did. I did.
I forget which one it was, but I remember that.
Maybe the first one.
I think it was one of the first ones, yeah.
And then we did a Howdy Radio where, like, I bought a bunch of, like, I donated, like, $21 donations or something, and then we, like, did a giveaway on Howdy Radio. Like, we were trying to give away, like, the links or something, I don't know, to get people to watch. Probably did not work.
What a good idea. Shit. Yeah.
Which version? Dollar tier. Which version of Howdy Radio was that?
I don't fucking know. We were on Ustream. I remember that.
Oh, that was the one where we were all.
I don't know. I remember it because I still have an image in my Howdy Inc. folder, like promoting it. Like, we're giving away Humble Bundles on the episodes.
I think I remember that. I think I do remember. I think that was when we all did it when we tried to get a hold of Flava Flav and his chicken.
I remember that. That was good times.
Yeah, it was right. It had to have been right around that time.
Oh, so Vidgy games. We covered Vidgy games pretty well. Oh, and I do want to say, after listening to your episode last week, you were mentioned trying to figure out about the game Wet.
Is that a game you've played?
Yeah, I saw it was on like one of the like hidden gems list and everything, and it's I haven't gotten very far in it, but I did pick it up on the PS3. It's an action type game. I forget what it's called.
Console.
I think it's on PS3 and 360. I have it for the PS3 because when I
we quickly brought it up because we looked up Bethesda games, and that was a random one that was like made by Bethesda. And I was like, what the fuck is Wet? I never even heard of it.
It's really cool. You're like this chick. I like really literally only played the very first like part of it. But you do not quick time events. I'm not going to do this justice. I'm going to be completely screwing this up. But like a lot of, we'll say, acrobatics. So like if you go to shoot, it goes in like slow, almost Matrix style, I believe. So you can do like flips and shoot, and you have to like, that's how you have to kill them and everything. It's a pretty cool concept. The game graphically looks cool because I picked that up and I picked Rage up. Like, and again, another one I started, which is a fun game. Didn't get very far in it, but.
When did you pick these up? Recently?
Now, after my original PS3 died, and then I picked up one of the newer ones, and then I was watching this YouTuber, Metal Jesus Rocks. He does all these like hidden gems videos, and he was posting all these ones, and they were like $3, you know, at GameStop, or you can get one of those promotions, buy like, you know, $5 for $10, and it's
cool.
You know, just filling in.
I would pick that up. I mean, if you would say it was pretty decent, I would try it out. Only a few bucks.
From what I, you know, played of it, like I said, I haven't gotten very far in it, but it's very good. And Rage is good. I can confirm that.
Okay.
I played a little deeper into that, but I stopped. I don't know why I stopped, but
I'll give that shit a shot too. I saw it for $3 the other day at GameStop.
So at this point, it's like building up the catalog, and that's the kind of the spot I'm at as well too, because now I've invested all this money, and like as we sit and talk about the Switch and now even the PS4, it's like, because I do want to get a Switch and I do want to get a PS4, it's like, one, which one do I get first?
Yeah.
And two, I'll sit and go in the GameStop app and like put in all my consoles and stuff and see what I'll get. But then I'm like, no, I can't do that, because I've done that in the past, like traded and stuff.
Yeah, don't do that. And you always regret that.
So I'm not. I'll just save for one or the other. But I'm trying to figure out if I want a Switch or if I want a PS4.
Go with the Switch, because it's something different.
It is. I mean, I can do that definitely and use it kind of like Casey is a present, though he doesn't play games as much. But you know, he played Mario Odyssey a little bit. I was like, oh, this is kind of fun. So that could be my. Oh, you said it was fun, so I thought you wanted it. So I got it for us. Or you.
Yeah, that's why we have one. I got one for Tyler's birthday. Same thing.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. It sounds like you haven't played any more Breath of the Wild.
That game it's just like we're talking about with like Fallout and Elder Scrolls and shit. Like, I got started on it and I'm like, there ain't no way I'm gonna put the fucking time into this game, so I've just kind of stayed away from it.
See, and that's the thing. Once again, I started that 3 or 4 times. And then the most recent time I finally got off the main island. You know, I got the paraglider, was able to go explore.
Yeah.
But now it's been a couple months since I touched it, and now I probably have no idea what's going on.
And, like, part of me is, like, really glad that, like, they made Zelda into something like that, because that's super cool. But at the same time, like, I wish it wasn't so massive, because I'd like to play it. Like, I played the last ones, like on 3DS, and those games were great, but it's too much. It's too big. It's too much now.
Yeah, I'm with you. It was overwhelming.
I think my biggest thing, and I think you can agree with, or maybe it was Enz who was saying this when I was listening, I don't like the weapon, the way the weapons break and stuff.
That
like,
shit is kind of annoying.
Like, give me a weapon. Man.
Like, I specifically remember playing that game and just being like, telling myself, like, this is literally one of the greatest games I've ever played. This shit is amazing.
Visually, it is stunning. I mean, I have it for the Wii U, obviously, and
I had so much fun with it, man. It was like, I haven't felt that way since I was a child. From when I played that game for the first, like, the first few days, I couldn't wait to play it. I played it like every second I could.
I think one of the times that I started it, and I think I've done it in each iteration, when I get to the top, and then the very initial part, when I get to the top of the tower, that first tower, where you're there and just looking out, like I would sit and look for like 5 minutes. I was like, this is just
amazing.
Just great job with it. But again, there's a lot.
But yeah, I'm with you guys. I mean, it is like that game is overwhelming. And I made the mistake of not playing it for like a week, and I got just too intimidated to even go back.
I'll get to it one of these days.
Once I have it on the Switch, I will promise I'll run through it. Definitely. I have to. That's a game like you have to play. Yes, man. It's a must play.
It is.
I'll get to it.
It's at least one. It was enough for me to add it to the collection.
Yeah.
You know, to make sure I had it.
And then when you get a Switch, then you got to fucking buy it again, which is bullshit. They should give it to you for free.
There you go. Jump on the rant train. They should. I agree. 110%.
No, I didn't actually agree with that. I was just being silly.
You should. You should agree with it.
Sorry.
Being silly.
But I'm not going to get into any other rants now.
All right.
Anything else you'd like to rant about? It doesn't even have to be Nintendo. It can be whatever.
No, you like that, don't you? We want to get enough of my rants that we can compile a little short thing for YouTube, and even a separate little bonus episode of just smoothie rants. No, I don't have anything.
What the fuck else is going on? Do we got any? What the hell else are we going to talk about here?
Well, I mentioned in the pre-show I wanted to talk a little bit about that Kevin Smith, not documentary, special.
Yeah, tell me about that.
I was pretty fantastic. I watched that. What was on your Plex, Brandon? Obviously.
Yeah.
Whoa. And I enjoyed it. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and mm-hmm. It was pretty cool. He opens the beginning of it saying that, you know, he had the heart attack immediately following that thing. So it's surreal just sitting there watching that whole time and saying, like, was he feeling like pain? Like, did it just come on? Like, did, like, he said, like, that's, it's weird to know that moments after that would happen, that he would have this heart attack that could have killed him. But,
overall, and by watching the show, that was absolutely zero indication of that whatsoever.
No, I was trying to specifically look for, like, maybe like hints. And the only time I saw something was at the end.
Okay.
Like when he was kind of walking off stage and like came back, like it kind of looked like maybe he was like, you know, wanted to get off the stage, but, you know, being Kevin Smith, it came back. I don't know if that was true.
I can actually chime in on this. He was on Joe Rogan the other day.
I saw that he was, but I haven't listened to it.
Yeah, I have to listen. That's a 3-hour show right there.
That's why I don't listen to his show, because of the same fucking reason, as I don't have 3 hours to dedicate to that shit.
By the way, if you have Android users, I don't know if it's on iPhone, but Pocket Cast, the app I use, I listen to all my podcasts at 1.3 times.
Oh, yeah. You can do that on mine, too.
Cool. Highly recommend it. It saves so much time. I've saved literally days worth of my life on podcast. Yeah. But anyways, he actually chimed in on that. He said that after the show, he was I forgot some of it, but after the first show, he just started like feeling like short of breath, and he was like, sat down, and like they were like, we're calling an ambulance. He's like, no, fuck that. He like didn't want to seem like a pussy, you know? And he's like, no, fuck that. You know, it's all right. And like was eating and drinking and shit. And they finally convinced him to go to the hospital. And, you know, he said he was getting really pissed at him at the hospital, because they were trying to like cut his shirt. Like, and he's like, he didn't want to fat belly to show and shit.
Yeah, he said he's got like a huge like phobia of people seeing him naked. So like that was, he had a really big problem with that part. I heard him say that.
But he tells like, in pretty great detail exactly what was going on and what they told him and what the doctor said and all that. And I highly recommend listening to it. I mean, if you like Kevin Smith and you can watch his comedy special, you'd definitely like him. He gets emotional. Hitman Joe at one point.
Oh, he always does. Kevin cries about everything he talks about.
Well, like Joe kind of starts it by they're talking about one of his old dogs and like how they had to put it down and shit. And then Kevin starts talking about his dog, and they both like have a cool moment and shit. But it's interesting, man.
I will for sure listen to it. Did he talk? I'm sure he had to talk about this part since he was talking to Rogan. But he said that the doctors told him that because he smoked a joint before he did the first show, that in a roundabout way saved his life, because he was so calm when the doctors got there to put him in the ambulance and all of that. And that if he would have freaked out, that it could have caused everything to go a lot worse than it did. So like the doctor actually told him, like, smoking a joint kind of saved your life.
Wow. No, I'll be honest.
I'm really surprised he didn't say that on the Rogan show.
I'm only about 2/3 through it, so maybe he does. Okay.
Alert: he might talk about that.
Cool.
I thought that was cool, though.
I'm sure they'll talk about it.
I'll definitely give that a listen on Monday. I think I saw a tweet like late on Friday afternoon that he was on that, and I went and subscribed, because I've never listened to Joe. I know he's one of the bigger podcasters, but I never really listened to him. And
I used to watch his stuff pretty frequently. I just like kind of turn it on in the background.
Yeah,
he has really good guests on. He has a really good show. He does a very good job.
Yeah, I mean, he does so many that I can't listen to all of them, but I kind of cherry pick, because I listen to a lot of other podcasts too. But my cherry pick is, and almost everyone I listen to, I enjoy. There's a few that I just turn off halfway through, because I'm like, all right, fuck this part.
That's the one with Maynard, probably.
No, I loved that one. I mean, it's so interesting. Maynard's such a boring fucking dude.
And yes, like, yeah.
It's interesting, but it's interesting hearing him talk to Joe Rogan, regardless. Yes. It's a weird paradox.
But we're not talking about Joe Rogan at this moment. We're talking about, no, just bringing it back to Kevin, this special real quick, and then we can dance away from it before I forget what I want to say.
Where did you guys watch that? Where can I find that?
It's on my Plex.
Okay, cool. I'll check it out.
It's definitely worth worth your time. The stories he tells are fantastic.
Yeah, and the dude is a fantastic storyteller, man.
I watched the first couple evening with Kevin Smith. I really enjoyed
it. If you enjoyed that, then you'll enjoy this. I mean, this is classified as a stand-up comedy special, but it's still just Kevin Smith talking about his wife and his friends and shit for an hour. It's nothing different than he's ever done before.
No, it was just stories, but they were good stories, and I love how he does, and it's been pretty consistent. Like, I found, I forget if it was from, it might have been from an evening with Kevin Smith, one of my favorite like little clips where he talks about like making blogs and stuff when he talks about his dad.
Yeah.
The night, you know, his dad died and everything, but it was cool to see that he still at the end like encourages and says like, you can do this. Like, it doesn't really take not talent, but it's like, just do it. Like, if you want to do a podcast or do it, you can do it. Like, it doesn't, just cause he's Kevin Smith doesn't make it exclusive to him. Like, anybody can do it if you just got to do it.
And I think he's a very inspirational person when it comes to like doing shit like that or like this. I really think he is. To me, he is.
Absolutely. I'm with you.
Definitely is. And definitely in regards to the podcasting, he's always been one of my bigger influences.
Mm-hmm. Like one of the, I would consider him like, he would be on like the Mount Rushmore of podcasters.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like Adam Carolla.
All right, so that's a really fun thing. So, all right, four people that are on the podcast Mount Rushmore. Who are those four people?
Kevin Smith
is one of them, so that's one.
Kevin Smith, Adam Carolla.
Yes.
I would put Joe Rogan on there. And so probably Mark Maron.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, totally.
For me.
I think that is the correct answer. Smoothie, do you have any ones that you would interject?
Since I'm very limited in my listening, I would definitely put Kevin Smith up there. Not limited, like selective and everything. I really haven't listened to much of Joe Rogan, but as everything dictates, like from what I see and everything, I would by default put him up there. And I've really never listened to any of Adam Carolla's
I used to listen to his show religiously,
but I know he's one of the bigger ones, so of course I put him up there. And then I'd
and he was a big deal because he was like one of the original guys that went from radio to podcast, because he got fired from doing his morning show on radio and went to podcast form instead. And it was like, oh shit, podcaster are kind of cool.
And I would definitely, as the fourth entry, I just definitely put the Howdy Inc. crew stacked up, past and present.
There you go. All of them, all 25 people that's done the show.
Come on, man. We know you're the face of Howdy Inc. It would be
just be the Howdy Inc. logo, which is my face, but still not actually my face.
So you'd have to have two with the, you know, chugging beers.
That would be
a necessity. Yeah. But honorable mention, like I would give, like I said, recently we there's been a cut down on being able to watch videos at work for whatever reason. I don't know why. It's even on your phone, like, because that's where I got a lot of my TV show and movie watching. Fine, whatever. So that's kind of forced me to listen to podcasts and go out.
What do you do?
I work, I used to do help desk stuff, and now I do, I work a lot in SQL and stuff, do like back end. Okay. It's, I would say, glorified data entry. Like, when ops users can't do something on the front end, like, I can go around and work in the back end. But, you know, I do some reporting and stuff. But I just sit at my desk all day and pretty much keep to myself. So I would watch videos and everything. And it's fine. It wasn't directly aimed at me. Maybe it was. Maybe somebody complained because I'd be watching YouTube or watching a movie, whatever, TV shows. But it's kind of forced me to listen to podcasts and everything. So I haven't had a problem. So I really started listening, picking up on the podcast. That's why I've been flying through Iconoclash. I've been flying through, what the hell else have I been listening to? A couple of different things. How, you know, the old Halley radios or Next Generation.
What else you listen to? I want to hear what all of you guys listen to.
One of my other favorite ones, a couple of them are, this podcast called Mixed Feelings Podcast. It's a couple of girls, and they're pretty, you know, independent, but they're pretty big at the same. Like, they've done shows like in bars or whatever, like live shows.
What's it called?
Mixed Feelings Podcast. It's just funny. It's just two girls. They're stoners and just talking about their lives. It's pretty fun. They live in Florida, so they always do like stuff about talking about like Florida news and like Florida people and all the crazy stories that come out of Florida. So I enjoy that, and I just stumbled onto this, and this is the perfect. I have no problem doing it, sitting here doing an hour to 2 hour podcast every week, but I like gosh, I'm talking too much. I like retro stuff. We had, you know, obviously had that episode dedicated to old school stuff, toys, whatever it may be.
Side note, before we went on, you said you had an idea that you had for an episode. Did you want to talk about that on the episode or not on the episode?
Yeah, I will. Okay, cool. Nobody's going to steal it. I mean,
yeah.
If they want to steal it, they can steal it. It's something we probably never do. But I've been listening to, going back to the retro stuff, like being the, you know, age I am, growing up in the 80s and 90s, getting both of best of both worlds in terms of like TV shows and everything. I found this guy, he was recommended on the podcast app. He's the Retroist, like that's what he's called. He has, his episodes are like 22 minutes long.
And, oh, that's perfect.
And it's it's so bingeable. Like, I'm already, and he's been doing this since like 2009. Like, these things, I'm like in 2014, so it's like I'm not gonna run out of content, but it'll pick like different things, and it'll make me go back and revisit stuff. Like, he did a whole episode on like I don't know if it was specifically Uncle Buck, but it mentioned like John Candy movies or like movies from the 80s or stuff I never heard of, or like Atari games or even Nintendo games, TV shows. He did one on Night Court. Cool. So he
just takes like a topic, studies their Wikipedia, and then pretty much does it like a book report in front of the class.
Yeah, but he always has a story. Like, the first one I listened to, he was talking about laser tag. You know, the original iteration of it. And he gives this whole like story. He said like he was in high school. They were, I guess, about to graduate. And he found his old laser tag gun. His buddies had some, and here they were, like 16, 17, out at like 10 o'clock during the summer playing laser tag until like 2 o'clock in the morning. So he gives this whole story, but then he talks about laser, you know, where laser tag came from. Like, there was a cartoon, I guess, tied to it at some point, and gives like the facts behind it, like who worked on it, and different actors. So that's pretty cool. That's one I've been listening to. And I don't know how big or small he is in terms, but the other one is, the newer one is Bunny Ears podcast with Macaulay Culkin and Matt Cohen. It's fantastic. It's definitely,
I've heard nothing but good things about that.
It is definitely fantastic to hear this kid from Home Alone, who he's had, you know, from what I know him from, obviously growing up in that time period, but just hearing like a glimpse into his life and seeing now like who he is, it's hilarious. The two of them got a great chemistry. Matt Cohen, as I had said in the previous episode, worked with Kevin Smith a few years ago, and he had a podcast himself on the Smodcast Network. So it's pretty cool, and I enjoy that. That's probably my right up there is my, I look forward to that every week.
At this wrestling thing I'm going to in Chicago in September, they're also doing like a big wrestling convention with like the big show as well. And a part of the convention that they're doing is a podcast convention, because wrestling podcasts are such a big thing. And Macaulay Culkin is a guest at that convention.
Yeah, I saw it on his Twitter or whatever. They're going to be there for doing a live show on that. Yeah, they love wrestling. I forget who they had on the one week. It was somebody's brother. He wrestles too, but somebody else's, like, you would know the other person more famously, but he's more, I think, more of in the independent circuit. Or maybe Next Wrestler, maybe one of those guys. I forget.
I'll check it out. I need to check that show out, because I have heard great things about it.
It's definitely worthwhile. It's what we, you know, it's what we would like. Like, they'll talk about wrestling and stuff. Like, the last episode they talked about books. like they said, you know, what are your favorite like books or favorite authors and everything? Yeah. Like to hear them talk, they were talking about like George Orwell and like Animal Farm and stuff, like books I should have read in high school and never did.
That's a really good book.
Well, I would have never thought that Macaulay Culkin would inspire me to go, and I went and downloaded the Kindle edition of 1984 and Animal Farm. I'm reading Animal Farm right now, so
I have bought that off of Kindle as well.
It's
I don't read hardly at all. Like it's one of those things. Like I always say, I want to do more. And like I haven't read a ton of books in my life, but Animal Farm and 1984 is like two of my favorites.
I've never heard of
especially Animal 1984. Farm. I couldn't do like an all book episode. Like we could do like a 5-minute book segment, but that would be about as far as I'd be able to go with it.
No, they love it. It's great to hear. Like they're talking about all this stuff. And Matt Cohen mentioned, I think it was Matt Cohen, this book by Mark Twain. It's I forget what the name of it is, but it's kind of it just seems like such a cool concept. Not concept, it was like based on fact, like back when he was around, him and some buddies, like they were, things were not as like regulated, let's say, or whatever, so they would go to like different like things like the pyramids or like different like temples or thing, you know, like famous like landmarks, like steel pieces of wall and stuff where they could get you know, like and they document it all. So it's like a bunch of buddies going out and doing all this crazy stuff, and one of them would be Mark Twain. I want to read that too. I forget what the title of it is, but it's
right on.
Definitely something interesting. So
I need another beer. You want to do our little half brick thing?
Yeah, let's do that. Let me get this up here. It's definitely time. My voice is getting a little raspy here. So we are
another fireball.
I don't have any more. I can do some Jack. We can do if you want to start the second half with another shot, we can do that.
I'm good with that.
All right, we'll do that. So stick around. We are going to go refresh our drinks and apparently do another shot. But right now, we'll leave you with these words from our good friends at Howdy Inc.
What's up, everyone? It's your boy Smoothie, but of course, co-host of the Unknown Podcast, one of Howdy Inc.'s many podcast offerings. Howdy Inc. has been beer chugging since 2004, and here in 2018, we're still chugging away. Be on the lookout for new episodes of the Unknown Podcast, the Unknown Wrestling Podcast, and Howdy Radio, the Next Generation. All this can only be found on Howdy Inc. For more information, hit up howdyinc.com.
Hey, we are back here. We've all refreshed our drinks, and apparently we're going to be doing another shot to start this off. Kyle, are you going to do another shot with us?
Yep, I got it ready to go.
All right, here we go. So mine is just some standard old Jack Daniels this time. I had sitting around, so it's aged.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's probably going to hurt a little more than the Fireball, but
it will for sure.
Here we go. Cheers.
Cheers. And to contribute to the what are you drinking thread, I'm switching to Stone Delicious IPA.
The good old what are you drinking thread. I missed that thread. I'm drinking another Voodoo Ranger. This one's the 8 hop pale ale. This is lower alcohol per volume. This is only 5.5, but it's equally as delicious.
I've gone up. This one's 7.7.
See that?
Oh, I didn't tell you what mine was. Let me see. I don't think it says.
It's like a pissing contest of who has the biggest ABV every week.
Mine's probably a regular like 3 or 4.
Yeah, yours probably is. Lagers usually aren't very much.
I am going to switch to this Platform Beer Company, High Brow Barista.
What's the name of it? I've never had that one. Okay.
Platform, it says. It's it has Ohio on it as well.
Yeah. All right. So here, they're in Cleveland is where they are.
Yeah, they'll say Cleveland.
So I work at a bar across the street from my house. And one of our regular customers who's there damn near as many hours a week as I am, his son works for Platform.
Oh, cool.
So he just came in not too long ago and brought us a sample of a bunch of their different beers because he wanted us to start selling his beers at our bar. So we tried a bunch of them, and they were all really good. That one wasn't one of them, though. But they were all really good. And now we carry a couple of their beers because they were really good.
I actually have two of them here because I don't know who left these here, but I have two different ones. I'm going to try this one because it sounds more interesting. But this Platform Highbrow Barista, it says coffee rye pale ale. It says dry bean, spicy rye, crisp finish.
I bet you it's good. Everything else was good. I bet that will be good. What's the other one?
Oh, yeah. The other one is, Elevated Hop Ramble, small batch IPA series.
All right. Also not one of the ones that he brought in for me to try.
Can you hold up the other can again? Some pretty cool can designs there. Like, very simple, but they're very
high. So that light bulb looking thing on the middle of it there, the tap handle for the beer that we got in of them is like a big light bulb, like shaped like a fucking light bulb. It's the coolest tap handle I've ever seen in my life.
That is cool. All right, let's try it out.
That's cool that's what you're trying, because like we just had all that happen at work like a week or two ago.
That's different.
Have you ever had a coffee flavored beer before?
I don't think I have.
Yeah. I've had a couple that I like, a couple that are terrible.
I like that. I honestly am not a huge like beer drinker. Like I like trying different kinds, and I like beers that have cool tastes and shit.
Are you a coffee drinker?
I am.
Yeah, I'm not a coffee drinker, so
I don't. I like putting shit in my coffee though. I'm not a black coffee drinker. I can't do that shit.
Good.
But never
coffee drinkers, really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Heck yeah. I drink. I like it black, and I like it with something. More recently, I've been adding creamer and everything. I don't typically do sugar unless I go to like Dunkin' Donuts or a local coffee shop here, because I have a hard time getting the right aspect ratio down. Like there's certain, like I'm not a big fan of Starbucks, like their coffee. I like their different drinks or whatever, but like I don't see what's so special about the coffee. And then you have to put your own cream and sugar in it. But I if I'm getting something with cream and sugar in it, like Dunkin' Donuts and this local place by us called Yum Yums, like they have like the perfect ratios down, and like it's a good combination. It makes it taste delicious. But typically I just use some creamer in my coffee, you know, in the bottom, pour it in some like a flavored creamer to give this the sweet taste.
And I have like this liquid sugar, liquid stevia shit I squirt in mine. And then we also get these, dollar sugar free syrups from the Dollar Tree. I got one that's hazelnut. It is the fucking shit. I just like do like a little bloop and that shit is.
So like I see your wife posting about like some crazy diet shit that she does, right?
Well yeah, we both do it.
That was my question. Like, do you all do it or is it just a her thing?
Yeah, it's me and her. We back in November we started committing to a ketogenic diet, which is essentially just cutting out all sugar, all carbs, and essentially making it so that your body doesn't rely on burning sugar carbs for your fuel, and instead it burns like straight fat. That's the
idea. What about all the shit that you're drinking tonight? Is it like break night?
No, it's way off night. Yeah. Shit is like, I mean, this fucking can right here, it doesn't even say how many carbs it is. I'm glad because I'd probably be it.
Did you ever think you'd be a person that like would say those words? Like,
no. I've been doing it for, over 6 months now. Shit. But
I'm very intrigued by it because like I'm well aware that like I need to do something like that.
I thought it would be way harder than it is. I'll be honest. Yeah. That's the main reason I've never really tried any type of diet. Like, I don't even like calling it a diet. I like telling, like, when my kids, they even say, like, oh, it's not good for your diet or whatever. I'm like, it's just the way I eat now. That's just
a lifestyle change. It's not a diet.
Essentially, yeah. So, I mean, being a cable guy, I don't really have the luxury of, like, keeping a fucking lunch in my hot truck all day and shit like that. So I'm typically eating out, but I find, I mean, if I have to eat out, I'll get a fucking bunless burger, and every restaurant does it and they're cool with it and they do it easily. It fucking works out great. And I
burgers for a living, and like more and more we get the no bun orders now.
Yep, that's the way
I think to myself, like, you're eating like complete shit. Like, you're eating all these greasy ass burgers, but no bun, but like,
right. It's weird because after listening to Kevin Smith, to get back to him.
Yeah, talk about inspiring again. Like, now I feel like I'm on the verge of, like, Kevin Smith inspiring me to, like, make a fucking diet change now.
Yeah. I mean, I think everyone should, like, at least look at what they're eating and read some shit. I mean, most of the shit I know I've listened by hearing, or I know by listening to people on Joe Rogan, like dietitians and doctors and smart, way smarter people about it than me. But, you know, that's kind of what it pushed me to do that. I still don't fucking work out or,
yeah,
whatever, but whatever.
Yeah, no,
I was curious.
I've been in kind of a slump. Those of you who followed me, like specifically you guys, like last year, I was all about the running and the eating well. I dropped like 50 some pounds last year.
Yeah, man.
On that shit,
man. I love seeing all your posts every day. I mean,
and that's kind of went to the wayside this year. It's been a tough year. And I had completed, I was doing a challenge through my app to do last year.
I keep waiting for you to draw a penis in your route.
I know, me too. I've been waiting for that for years.
I'll have to look and extensively plan that out. I will do it. Might
you
be
a start with a small penis.
That's probably what it's going to be. Like, I went running this morning and I only did three or so miles and it was tough.
Oh, come on. That's still good though.
I mean,
those are rookie numbers. Come on.
Whatever. Like, if I could do 3 miles, I'd be. I feel like doing a lot. Doing better than I am now.
I think a lot of it is. I mean, just getting out there and doing it is huge for anybody. And but for me, it's always tough. It's like, because when I look at where I was last year at this time versus now, it's like complete opposite ends of the spectrum. Like, when I was trying to cram in for the challenge to hit 1,017K by the end of 2017, like I ran 2 days in a row. I ran 9 miles, you know, it hurt, but like it wasn't too bad. And it was in the dead of winter, beard freezing and everything, had icicles growing in my beard.
Yeah.
And then today, after running 3 miles, I was like, oh, am I almost home yet?
Yeah.
This is
get
horrible.
Get back into it, man.
And I'm trying to,
cause, do it.
You know, my wife is about, you know, she's not going to, but she's like, you know, you were looking so hot and now you're getting fat again.
Yeah, fatty. Come on, man.
And I am. I look in the mirror too. I was like, what the hell happened?
The other, on Memorial Day, like as a family, we all went to the park. And I'm always the guy that takes pictures. Always, always, always. Like, I'm never in the fucking pictures because I'm the guy that takes all the pictures. So we were playing with my niece, and I fucking love playing with my niece. So I handed my phone to Liz, and I was like, take some goddamn pictures of me playing with this kid. And she did. And then, like, I saw the pictures, and I was like, holy fuck, I'm way fucking fatter than I've ever fucking been before. And it was like, I never actually, like, really kind of see it from that way.
Well, what's weird is, like, I mean,
I got to fucking do something about it.
I used to weigh, like, about 50 pounds more than I currently do at one point, and like, the whole time I didn't really think I was like even chubby or chunky or whatever. But what's weird is like now though, when I look back at those pictures just from a couple of years ago, it is pretty like weird being like, wow, like I look at myself every fucking day. So I don't really notice like the drastic change, but especially when people start telling you like, man, you lost weight. Like, it's a weird, like, self-conscious feeling that I've never had. I didn't do it as like a weight loss thing. I honestly didn't give a fuck. I mean, I was fine with where I was. I'm married. I don't give a shit. But I wanted to just see how I would feel. And especially if Tara was doing it, I was like, fuck it, I'll do it with you. You know, why not? And it's worked out for me. I highly recommend it. I mean, it's something to try. I still eat bacon and eggs and fucking, we make big ass, fat ass omelets like almost every day. We make keto pancakes pretty often. We still eat chicken and we bread it with pork rinds and shit. It's the bomb, man. We eat meat.
Pork rinds are like the most fucking disgusting thing in the world.
Well, if you don't, speaking of which, got some pork rinds.
Oh, God.
Hey, they aren't the Clancy's.
These aren't Clancy's. They're Kroger's. Tara hooked me up with a big bag from Kroger, though, but Clancy's are the bomb. But, you know, I mean, I honestly have never ate pork rinds and liked them ever in my entire life. And then I tried them again, like, as an adult, like, since we started doing this shit. And I fucking smashed those pork rinds.
Yeah. We sell them at work, and it's like my least favorite thing to fucking make.
You need the regular ass pork rinds do not really taste good. You need to get either barbecue or hot and spicy, and they're good. But
at work, we do them. We make them, and we put the Grippo seasoning on them.
God damn it! Lamb on those.
No, like I mean, I like the Grippo seasoning, but I do not like pork rinds.
Ah, damn.
I do. I have to get to Aldi and try out the Clancy's ones. As
Clancy's hot and spicy pork rinds. Shout out to Clancy's. Keeping it real.
Which I am impressed for like years. Like I enjoy going to Aldi to shop and everything, but I always added an S to it. Aldi's, and I like how you consistently always say Aldi. You don't add the S. We say
Kroger's here. We say Kroger's or Myers. Myers.
Yeah. It's. I don't know. I was just a little short thing, but yeah. So we're trying to eat good, I guess. And
hell yeah,
I put on weight. And when I was speaking to my wife, I just wanted to real quick go back to our discussion on that last Kevin Smith thing. That'll just be the last point of that. My favorite part was when he was telling the story about the balcony, Brandon.
Yes, for sure.
And what he had done between shows and everything.
Yes,
and I just was very ecstatic. And when he said that, she said, if she really said that, get on the bed and take your jorts off.
Yes, so yes. Team I forgot about that. Yes.
Team jort all the way.
Yeah. Kevin Smith has been the king of jorts for as long as John Cena has.
I forgot John Cena even more. I wasn't even putting him in that.
I was listening to your guys' podcast a couple weeks ago, and like, Lily was like, My wife told me I can't have those shorts. Brandon was right? Like, good.
Right?
It should be.
And again, that's a Kevin Smith inspired thing. So I don't know if that's good or bad.
I was like, damn, there's some fucking jorts hating up at this bitch. I did get rid of all my jorts like 2 years ago, though. I heard all the hate on it. I was like, I cannot be the guy that wears jorts. It's got to go.
I mean, honestly, they're really not that fucking bad. I don't know why there really is the hate on them.
I used to have a bunch of shorts I fucking loved. I had some green on it.
But that's a good point. When did it change? Like, I don't know when it became such an offensive thing. Like, I remember, like, probably about 10 years or so now, we used to go down the shore, down to the beach for Memorial Day, my buddies and I, you know, post or pre-kids and everything. And I remember I had a pair of jorts on, and they pointed it out. It's like, but what's wrong with jorts all of a sudden? Like, that's what you wore. I mean, I'm not wearing cutoffs. I'm not taking my Levi dungarees and cutting
cutoffs them. Are more acceptable than jorts are now.
Dude, all I wear now are, like, fucking fabric polyester bullshit jorts.
Same here.
No, I'm wearing
that now, I'm wearing literally just because they have zipper pockets, and I love it.
Yeah, I'm just wearing like khaki
cheap ass old fucking navy shorts that I really fucking hate, but whatever.
Really fucking hate, but you're wearing them right now.
Hashtag, I can't find a short style that
I like. Yeah. I'd rather wear jeans all the fucking time, but this goddamn summertime bullshit forces me to wear shorts.
Dude, Tara got me my first pair of skinny jeans. Like, I put them on. I was like, I mean, because I've always been like a baggy jeans kind of guy.
Oh yeah, me too.
And like I put on these skinny jeans, I was like, it felt weird, really.
Yeah.
Weird. I was like, oh man, I don't know if I could do this. And
now
they're my favorite jeans.
I won't go as far to say as I have skinny jeans or whatever. But when I did lose the weight, and I'm still at least, and my wife likes to say because they're stretched out, that I know I put weight on. But when I did lose the weight, I went out and got some new jeans, the Wranglers that I was talking about. But I got two pairs. I believe they're the same style, but one fits like tighter than the other, and I enjoy the tighter ones. Like I'm strictly, you know, a baggy like person. Yep.
I used to wear super baggy clothes all the time. Like, I mean, like I'd wear three, like during the ICP days, it was like 3X t-shirts and shit.
I wore XL shirts and shit. I'm fucking 5.
Yeah. But my favorite pair of jeans that I have now is my skinniest pair of old Navy jeans that I own.
It's weird, man. Like,
It's another thing that's just not acceptable anymore. Like the big, like jorts and jag and big baggy pants. Like it's just not.
Don't get me wrong. I still like to say I don't give a fuck about what I wear, but I mean, I kind of do.
But you kind of do, yeah.
But then again, I wear literally like dumbass like graphic tees like almost every day.
Yeah, I'm rock and roll t-shirt every fucking
day. For me, t-shirts and jeans, whatever kind of t-shirt.
But I'm wearing socks and slides like most of the time. Like anymore, like around the house, fucking outside. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all married, so we're past the stage of caring about what people think.
I did recently have to buy some nice clothes. Like I literally didn't own like a nice shirt, like a shirt that I could wear to like a new job. I'm literally getting a new job and I did not have a shirt I could wear to. I had to go buy some from the thrift store, which by the way, it's a new place I buy my clothes.
That's when I first lost the weight. Like instead of investing all this money until, you know, to make sure or whatever, I would buy like the one thrift store by us every third Friday. They have half off, and I've talked about this on the show before because I usually go and like get like 25 like DVDs for a dollar, you know, and add to my hoarding collection. But like the same thing for the clothes, and I got like three like pairs of jeans, like shirts and stuff for like $14-15. Like it's crazy. I have no problems buying secondhand.
Most of my wardrobe is from the fucking thrift store nowadays, man. That's where
I'm perfectly cool with thrift store minus the t-shirts. Like, I have to have cool t-shirts. And, like, the that t-shirts. Does not happen at the thrift store.
I've found at least 10 cool t-shirts that I actually genuinely like at the thrift store.
I've never found any cool t-shirts. Like, I've looked, you know, for it and hoping to find something.
I have a shirt that says, it says The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien. It's like a Tonight Show t-shirt. I got it from the fucking thrift store for a buck.
See, I've never found that at a thrift store.
Yeah, that's like my favorite shirt. I love it.
And like I like wearing shit of like the bands I like. So I mean, that's where the most money on my wardrobe is spent at merch booths.
True that.
That can get very pricey though.
Yeah, GameStop t-shirts is where a lot of my t-shirts come from too.
Yeah.
A lot of mine have recently have come from Walmart, but I go to, you know, thing like the Batman and like the...
Dude, I like Walmart. Walmart actually has a decent, like, graphic tee selection, honestly. Like, people shit on them for their clothes and stuff, but...
No.
I mean, I all of my work pants come from... they're like some rank... By the way, here's the game changer on my pant game, by the way. Every jeans you need to go buy... Girls aren't the only fucking ones who should be able to have stretch pants, okay? The fucking stretch jeans for dudes are the shit.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Dude, get the stretch jeans. Like, whatever size. I mean, it still comes in your size. You buy your size. But the band is, like, slightly stretchy. And, like, the fabric is a little stretchy.
No idea that was a thing.
It's fucking great. Like, all my work pants I use were all, like, these stretch, like, khaki, look, like, Docker-looking motherfuckers. And I love them. They're the shit. Highly recommend. My skinny jeans are stretch jeans. I love them.
Okay.
All right.
Check it out.
Because, like, Liz switched to, like, all stretch stuff.
Dude, it's where it's at.
And I'm a little jealous that she got all the stretch stuff.
It really is a game changer.
How much we've talked about clothes on this episode.
Every jeans I go buy brand new, I'm especially going to buy stretch jeans. That's where it's at.
All right. I'm going to have to look into this.
Hashtag stretch jeans.
Oh, and some get some comfy.
Name of the episode is hashtag stretch jeans.
There we go.
Yeah,
Can somebody write that down so we remember it when I go to fucking upload this shit?
Hashtag stretch jeans.
Can we write out hashtag or do we want to actually put a hashtag?
I like the word hashtag personally.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Stretch jeans.
But also, last thing I'll talk about fashion wise, I highly recommend comfy socks. Like, don't fuck around with those 10 in a pack socks. Don't get me wrong, the socks I'm wearing right now are from Five Below, and they're kind of like, you know, thin, which I like. But anyways, I got a pair of like socks that are like nice and comfy on the bottom. They're amazing. Like, I wish I could wear them every day, but I can't. But
yeah, I bought for my work socks, I just bought like a nice pair of socks for work socks, and like they are really fucking nice compared to the regular ones that I wear.
I feel so good when I put it on. I just walk around the house and feel like a fucking king.
Typically
wearing my comfy socks.
Typically for me, I just wear the 10-pack socks, you know, like the standard ones and everything. But like when I go like hiking and everything, I have nicer pairs for certain things. And they definitely do make a difference. But for my everyday.
I hear Darn Tough socks are the shit, but I want to get me a pair. They're called Darn Tough. But
Side note, hiking just reminded me that next weekend we're camping, so I can't do the show next weekend.
Oh.
And Scott possibly can't do the show.
There you go. So, hey, we got 3 weeks in a row.
So I might get a little crazy and do a solo one at some point.
There you go.
I mean, just surprise, might not be live, but I might just do a solo one.
Get you and Aaron. Maybe Aaron's free.
Yeah. Tiger'd probably do it if you want him to do it.
That's Tiger's fine. Aaron, he needs to get his microphone stuff.
You're right. He does. Like everybody else has, like.
We love you, Aaron. We do. Yeah. And we love what you have to bring.
Especially the part is that guy's like a podcast veteran.
Right. And he says he's got the gear. Like, turn it, hook it up.
It's somebody else's house or something. And
yeah, right. Go get your shit and hook it up.
Whatever.
I don't care.
Yeah, no, we still love you, Aaron.
Of course, he's welcome on the show at any point, but hook your shit up. He's like, fuck them guys. No, I ain't doing their shit. They're all fucking talking shit about me.
He still hasn't released any podcasts. He was supposed to release It Was Aliens.
Yeah.
Did he ever release one of those? I like the page and everything.
A couple of them?
There's like three episodes, I think.
I'll have to go look for it.
He had like 10 recorded, and he was going to put them on Patreon or some shit.
Yes, that is exactly what he said. And I liked the concept. I thought it was a really cool concept.
I know, me too. Did you listen to Horror Dork?
No, I did not.
I've listened, obviously.
I loved it.
See, here's my problem. Like, we kind of talked about this in our little Twitter chat the other night about the amount of time that you put into podcasts. Like, I wish I could listen to podcasts at work, but like with me, like I work in a kitchen and a bar, and like essentially, like when I crank my music, like the whole fucking bar, the whole restaurant can hear my music. So like I can't listen to podcasts. Like it's just not the time and place to be able to do that.
Well, crank the Unknown Podcast for starters, and have
everybody
the whole bar
be like, "What in the fuck are you doing?"
They might like
listen to the same fucking music for 5 years since I've been there.
That's right. Well, that's why you switch it up to a podcast, and they'll be like, "Holy shit, these guys are awesome." And be like, oh, yeah, I love these guys. I don't even know who they are.
And then our shit will take off and we'll be superstars.
That's right.
I'm in a truck like 4 hours a fucking day, it seems. So that's all I listen to so many podcasts.
That's typically like how I am. Like I listen to on the way to work, coming home from work, and then like the whole work day I'll listen to the longer podcasts and everything. And I've, like I said, because of the video thing, I'm glad that I am. What the hell am I talking? I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore.
I don't know. That's what happens when you have two shots in one show.
I lost my train of thought.
Real quick, you were talking about podcasts. I just want to throw it out there. My favorite podcast, it isn't even Joe Rogan. My favorite podcasts are a podcast called Kill Tony and another podcast called Doug Loves Movies. Best podcast.
I've heard of Doug Loves Movie. I don't think I've ever listened. I've heard that name sounds very.
I've listened to that a few times.
They're both live podcasts, but Kill Tony is a stars Tony Hinchcliffe, which is like a friend Joe Rogan and all them. But he does a show where he does live at the Comedy Store where people sign up and they get 1 minute of stage. He pulls them out of a bucket. They get 1 minute of stage time to come do comedy, and then they do their mostly shitty comedy. Then he like kind of pretty much roasts them and then like kind of asks some questions and like usually gets some pretty funny info out of him. And he usually has like an actual comedian as a guest and they make fun of him too. And then he has like a band and shit. It's really fucking funny. It's like the funniest shit I listen to. So highly recommend it. Just throwing it out there.
Awesome. What the hell were we talking about? Oh, getting famous and stuff from you playing your podcast at the bar. You got that's right. You're bringing that up.
What is that, Super Trooper?
Yeah, Super Troopers.
I think more importantly than the actual figure, and that's a regular full-size pop, right?
Yeah.
All right, hold it up again while you talk so that way we can so I can actually see it.
Oh, you want me to talk? Okay, yeah,
there we go.
Yeah,
what if you click on somebody's face?
Oh, yeah, I can see it that way, too. I don't know how it comes from the stream, but that was awesome. But the best part about that picture, when I looked at it a second time, was seeing your face in the reflection of the... Did you notice that, your face?
Yeah, it was very much done on purpose, yes.
That was fantastic.
I'm glad you noticed it. That's awesome. I didn't notice it. Or I don't remember if I don't think I noticed it. Lane was standing there as I was taking the picture, and then... He was like, just do something stupid so like people can see it or something. So I did.
That was fantastic. I saw it twice and then I was like, ah.
I thought I was going to get the whole set. I pre-ordered three of them. Oh, people that are listening have no idea what's happening. I just held up my new Super Troopers Funko Pop. But I thought I was going to get the whole set, but that was the only one that came in today. And the rest of them have not shipped yet. So I guess I'll get them later.
Do you have a lot of pops?
I mean, no. Compared to like people that have a lot of pops, like, no, I certainly do not. Like, I mean, I have like 25, 30, maybe 25 or so of them. I haven't bought many lately.
Well, I mean, I would call that a lot of pops, 25 or 30 pops.
I mean, that's impressive. But I follow a lot of that type of shit on Instagram and stuff. And like, compared to like those dudes, like, no, I don't have a lot.
I probably have, I maybe max out at 50, but I mean,
I have five.
Yeah, everybody has some, right?
I bought a lot on clearance. I got some in my loot crates and shit. The only set that I actually bought, like I actually pre-ordered and bought the whole set, was the Mega Man pops. But
I want
so damn many of them.
There's so many, and like now, like going back when I see ones that, maybe are older, more pricier now. It's like, damn, why didn't I pick them up?
Yeah.
But I have like little, when I see ones I like I want to get the horror ones. A buddy of mine got me the Michael Myers one.
Cool.
I have Michael Myers. I have Flash from, what the heck's that movie? The Disney movie.
Justice League? Oh.
No. Flash, the sloth.
Incredibles? Zootopia.
Zootopia. I have him because I love sloths. They're my favorite animal.
Cool.
So I picked him up, and I have, what do I have here? Right here. They're just because they're by me.
Yeah, I have all mine on my computer desk.
These are the most recent ones.
Everybody show your coolest pop then.
I have Green Arrow.
Oh, cool.
And Felicity. I love this pop, and I love Felicity.
Cool. I've never watched Arrow. That's cool.
I enjoy that show. I haven't watched it in a little bit. Yeah. Going through one.
You got Pickle Rick pop. Yeah. Hell yeah.
I think Pickle Rick is probably my favorite one that I have.
Damn, I want a Pickle Rick. God damn it, that's cool. You're an out-of-box pop guy, too. I like
Kelly Kapowski, too, maybe.
Oh, that's awesome. I just...
That is sweet. Fuck it, I want a Pickle Rick so bad. Oh, here, I'll show you my favorite one.
I've pre-ordered a couple lately. My buddy Taggart, like, he turned me on to BigBadToyStore.com. So, like, if I see, like, Funko, like, if they tweet, like, a new one that, like, they've just announced, as soon as they announce it, they'll put it up for pre-order on Big Bad Toy Store. So you can just go on there and pre-order it. They don't charge you until they ship it. And then at least you're guaranteed to get it. You don't have to go to the store and look for it. So
do me a favor and put that link in when you get a chance in the chat, in our Twitter chat.
With the Super Trooper ones, like as soon as that they tweeted out about the Super Troopers one, is like, I know that I want all three of those. So I went on there and I clicked one for each one of them, and then they charge me and then they ship them.
Oh, you pre-order them.
Yeah. I mean, it makes it so much easier because sometimes like they're hard to find the like certain ones that you want to get.
Yeah.
Some of them are like certain stores and shit, but if you pre-order them through this site, like you're guaranteed to get it.
Can you pre-order like chases and stuff? Do that. That'd be cool.
Pre-order what? Say that again.
Like the chase pops.
I don't know what those are. What are those?
That's what I was gonna show. I have one. The only one I have is this Morty one. That's a chase. See the little sticker?
Yeah. Okay.
That just says like it's a chase. It's like the rare one. Like
okay.
They make like a normal one and then the chase one that you can only find like if you get lucky or whatever. This is the only one I have, but that's my favorite one. But I didn't know if you could pre-order Chase ones. That would be pretty cool.
I'm not sure if you can. I wasn't. Like one out of six. I didn't even know that was a thing. Big Bad Toy Store is where I've pre-ordered all of my shit through.
Cool. I'll look into that. It's funny, too. Like, every time I go to a fucking store that sells pops, every single fucking time you go to the store, there's 55,000 new ones that you've never seen before.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Oh, God damn it, they're making pops out of this now? Holy shit, that's cool.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ, I feel bad for collectors.
I wish that they would put, like, especially at GameStop, I wish they would put them, like, sideways or something. Like, I hate trying to pull them out to try and see what's behind. Like, I wish there was an easy way to see which ones were there. So I could skim through.
The ass.
Every fucking store has exclusives. Everybody does. I was looking at them at Walgreens last night, and there was a Shawn Michaels Walgreens exclusive.
Who's getting that? Come on.
I almost fucking bought it. Was it a HBK? Really good one.
Was it HBK or Shawn Michaels?
What? Annoying.
Was it Shawn? You said Shawn Michaels, right? As in Heartbreak Kid?
It was the Heartbreak Kid one. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know.
Outfit was awesome. Like, it looked perfect. I didn't know if
maybe it was the Rockers one or something.
Also, no, it wasn't the Rockers one. It was after that.
You guys have Toys R Us where you are?
We do. Yeah. I do, yeah.
They're going out of business. I went to one like last week. Everything was 50% off. All their pops were. They didn't have a whole crazy selection. It was mostly like 400 of the same pop. But
yeah,
they did have some cool ones. Like if you are into pops, you can get some for like $5.
I need to check it out because I've been wanting to get into, and I never know if I'm saying it right. NECA, N-E-C-A, NECA. I think that's how it is.
I know what you're talking about. Okay. I don't know if you're saying it right or not.
Yeah, like they make like some really fucking cool action figures, and I know Toys R Us sells them. Do what?
The zombie ones and like the.
They make like horror movie ones, like Jason and Michael Myers, and they do like Ninja Turtles and shit. Okay.
Yeah, I think I've seen their toys before. When I was at Toys R Us, I literally wanted to spend like $500 there because everything was half off, and it was. I mean, they had all of that shit.
I heard that their going out of business sale was going to be bullshit. That they were marking everything up to like really high amounts and then discounting from there or whatever. So it's cool you found good deals. I'll check it out.
I mean, the accessories for your games, every fucking thing, dude. I think this week it moved to 60% off. Highly recommend checking it out.
So this week, I'll have to go back and maybe check because my son and I, we went like a few weeks back. Actually, the day I got Stick of Truth or Fractured Butthole. Because they had first announced it, but nothing was like, it was like, oh, this is
20% off.
Yeah, it was like $14.95. Now $13.98. I was like, this isn't, what the hell am I here for?
Same thing. But now, I mean, if you have one near you, I'd recommend checking it out now.
I got one 10 minutes away.
Next week, it'll probably be 75% off if you wait. But
it's like, then you get to like the very bare bones.
Yeah, then there ain't nothing left.
Still be able to.
It's now's like, the time, man. If you got some $100 sitting around, you could easily drop it in there.
There's people that like watch that stuff and are on top of that. I remember when what's the other record store, like chain one? Sam Goody, it's not around anymore, right?
Sam Goody's out of business, yeah.
It must have been them. I remember they were going out of business and went to the mall and like I found a couple of CDs like Frank Sinatra CDs and everything, got my money's worth, but everything was gone. But it's like you got to be on top of that stuff. If you're one of those people who follow that and are on top of it and can get there, it's like you can definitely.
And now there's all these Facebook groups about good deals and shit, and like they're all posting about like when to go buy. Like I on Reddit, like I follow like good Xbox deals and shit like that. Like it's a good idea to do so.
It's good. Yeah. Cheap ass gamers are good. So I'm just gonna give that free plug to them thing. Because back like when we were talking about earlier, like achievements and everything, my buddy he put me onto that like back in like 2008 and everything. That was so nice, like seeing like all these games for like $10 at like Best Buy and everything. It's like, oh, go get this one or whatever, and like multiplayer is like, go get it. We'll play it together. We'll grind through those achievements and everything. And it's to be in the know and be able to like have access to it and be able to get to it when that is actually happening. It's like very important. But I'll definitely try and get to Toys R Us this week coming up and see if I can find anything worth a damn. Because I did see, like I said, I saw these awesome. There were a couple like horror figure action figures and whatever, but they were still like, it wasn't worthwhile. It's like, I'm not spending, you know, this kind of money here.
Those NECA ones are super damn cool. Like, they're super realistic. They look, it's crazy how real they look.
They're
expensive. They're not cheap.
That's how I can't buy like $20 for a fucking action figure.
Yeah, they're at least that. I ended up in a Barnes & Noble's a couple months ago. Yeah, which had been a while since I had been in there. And they had, like, a really cool toy selection, surprisingly. And they had, like, these Ninja Turtle figures. And these Ninja Turtle, they were from the first movie, like, the original first movie back in the 90s. And, like, they looked dead on them. And they were $55 a piece.
God damn.
That's ridiculous.
And, my buddy Taggart, like, he's big into that kind of stuff, and like sometimes like he spends like that kind of money on the stuff, and it's just like, that's too fucking much money for a goddamn action figure.
But I guess it depends where your interests lie.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I spend that same amount of money on something else stupid. It is what it is. I don't give a shit whatever you're into. But I can't. It's not in my budget to be able to do that.
But it's like if I'm putting money and that kind of stuff into something, I want to be able to display it. I want to be able to showcase it and enjoy it. Like, I see all these people.
That's why Funko Pops are perfect, because they're 10 fucking bucks.
You can, but like, I'm in the situation now. Like I said, I've been moved out of my basement and everything, which is fine. I want to make the most of the space, what I can do down here. But it's like, I don't have anywhere. I have the Funko Pops sitting underneath me. I have all my like DVDs, Blu-rays below me and everything, but nobody sees it. Like, I wanted to say, like, look at this. At the end of the day, it doesn't mean nothing, but like,
no, but at least it's displaying something. It is kind of a part of the fun of it, though.
Yeah, it's
I'm
like,
with you. I often wrestle with myself, like, I really want that, but I mean, I don't have, I there's a limited amount of space in my house, and I keep putting junk in, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah, like
I'm lucky to have this little room, kind of like how you guys have like your basement. Like we each have like a little bit of space that our wives have like allotted us for our bullshit, which is cool. Like, I'm very grateful of the space that I have, but like, yeah, like there, it's not a big space, so I can't fit a ton of stuff in here. I fit a fucking drum set and like 3 or 4 guitars in here, so I very much maximize the space that I have.
Your space looks decent, like. I like the layout of yours and everything.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
And it works perfect, especially for the podcast. And Kyle, you got a nice like setup going on there. Going back to the old Keezy shows and seeing the different way, like layout of your basement and everything. It like works, you know, for your show. Like that's hooked up nicely.
Bullshit, if you want to check that out.
Yeah, like that's nice. It's simple and everything, and like that's why I want to turn this in. And this morning I came down here. I was like, all right, let me do some stuff. And I said, I don't want to do this, because my problem is like I get stuck on the like my DVDs and stuff, like focus on that. I'm like, oh, I see some DVDs mixed in with Blu-rays, and I have these two bookshelves. I can mix, I can move the Blu-rays all in the one and the DVDs in the other. But I was like, that's a lot of work. That's like a lot of work to transition.
But you got to do something like cool with your collection, though. Like, you got a cool collection. Like, I follow so many people on Instagram that's like posting their like horror collection and stuff. Like, do something like that.
And
with
I do.
It,
I got to
put it up on
stuff.
A shelf or something. Do something with it.
My thoughts were either like, if behind me, I want to put the green screen like here and everything, kind of like Kyle has, you know, right there. But then I was thinking, like, even like behind or moving the green screen back possibly, and like doing like a couple bookshelves, just be like freestanding ones behind me, like maybe not, because I don't know if you can tell like perception wise from like the video here, but like it's not a high ceiling basement. Like, I have to duck in certain parts and everything. Like the tube back there, I always hit my head, and I've cut myself on it because it hangs low. It says watch your head, but like I'll come up too soon and like cut the top of my head and everything. Yeah. So it's like I'm limited to like how high I can go with shelves, and then trying to figure out, we got the big, you know, boiler over here,
green
and everything.
Screen, bro.
And that's what I said, maybe just a green screen to make it look like I have the collection behind me. Get somebody else's pictures and put them behind me to make it look nice. But and that's all in the works and everything. But like I don't have a problem being down here. It is nice, especially with it being like hot these past few days. It's always nice and cool down the basement. It never gets too warm down here. So. But like that's my big thing. My thing is
put up your damn green screen, Smoothie.
I put it in the dryer to pull the wrinkles out, and then I was like, right, I'm going to do this. And
you're halfway
like,
there.
I think I need to get a different one. That's the thing. Like, this is like when I did. If you remember, I don't know if you even remember. Back in the day, I did a little promo for Howdy Inc. And it was I had the logo behind me, and it was a green screen. And
I remember that.
It's at some point, I don't know if I threw it out just because I wasn't using it. It was like a nicer, like the actual green screen material. This is like a curtain. Yeah. Like the green screen I have is like a curtain material.
Yeah.
And it'll work just as well. But that was like the perfect, the lighter green, and would have worked better. And I'm assuming in, when we moved, it got thrown out. Because that was only at the last place we looked
God
at.
God damn it.
And who in the hell is in the chat? Who the hell is No Name?
Oh, that's my buddy, Mr. Retro, he used to be known as on the the YouTube. So that's
he's
why
saying some crazy shit. Like, I want to make a wall of 1,000 screaming faces.
He's a great
people.
Guy. He subscribed to the Howdy Inc. channel today.
Cool.
So
that's awesome. What's up, man?
It took me a second to realize when he said No Name and I put two and two together. When he said he was from my Facebook page, I realized that, and I do want to give a shout out to him. He's a great guy. I've been following him, you know, back in the, obviously the YouTube.
Oh, there.
Days.
If I would have kept reading, I would have saw that it said that up there.
Yeah, and that's what it was. It took me a second, and I thought I said that. So shout out to I'm going to call Mr. Retro. I'm going to call you Mr. Retro, Mr. No Name, because that's what I know you by. He's another great guy. He's from Canada. He's from up there.
Cool.
Great guy. But thank you for the subscribe to Howdy Inc., and thank you for being a supporter and enjoying all this stuff.
Right on. What else, fellas? Anybody watch Glow by any chance?
I watched Glow.
I'm really looking forward to season two starts.
I haven't watched it yet. I want to watch it, and I haven't watched it
yet.
I loved it. I thought it was
I did too. Love
it.
Same here. And I just found out the other day that the girl from Glow also does the voice of Diane on BoJack, which I've been obsessed with lately, so that made it even cooler for me.
I haven't watched BoJack, but which girl?
The main girl that turned, what is it?
Allison Brie?
Yes, her, yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah, she's from Community is where I knew her from.
Okay. I've never watched that before.
Now that is.
Yeah, she does a voice on BoJack, like one of the main characters on there too.
That's awesome. Cool. She also does the voice of Unikitty from Lego Movie.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
FYI.
Right on.
I mean, from what I've gathered, Glow is about gorgeous ladies of wrestling, right? Like
kinda. With Mark Maron. It's awesome.
It's really funny. And it's like heartwarming and,
Yeah.
Now, is it almost like documentary-like? Or
no.
Is it like very loosely?
It's like a fictional retelling of Glow.
But does that have like the characters and everything? Because that was
not exactly. No, like it's like they've pretty much said like we're not like trying to like really like tell the exact story of what happened with Glow. Like it's not a documentary. It's not like a true to life thing. It's
there's no like
an entertaining like retelling of like a women's wrestling startup.
Yeah, the first season is mostly just them putting it together and like they create their personas and there's a weird thing between two of the girls that you have to there's a lot of drama there and shit, but Mark Maron is the glue, I think, that holds it all together.
Yeah.
Great.
He's fantastic. I love Mark Maron.
Yeah.
Have you watched Maron? Have you watched his show?
I watched like the first episode or two, but I didn't stick with it. I don't know. I love Mark
Maron. I got
through
the first couple seasons. I watched it for a while. It was really good. He's gold. He's fantastic.
Yeah, he's a funny dude.
I've been wanting to watch. Like when I saw it, I was like, "That's awesome." Because I do remember when Glow was around and when it would come on Saturday afternoons. I think it was on Fox. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't Fox, but it wasn't Fox at the time. Anyway, but it was just ridiculous. I forget some of the characters, but what was the bigger girl?
I don't remember. I was never like super attached to it, so like I don't remember. Like I remember like the rest of the wrestling when I was a kid.
I didn't treat it as regular wrestling. I treated it as more of a sitcom or more of a acty type thing. But
you should definitely check out the Netflix show.
There's a lot of stuff I need to check out in there. And speaking of checking out things,
the new season starts at the end of the month, so blow through the first season and then watch it.
One thing we're not going to talk about tonight, we were supposed to talk about, and we're going to wait for Scott to have a good conversation on it. And we talked about this in the pre-show a little bit, but we were talking about The Room. And Brandon, you said you haven't watched it yet, correct?
I have not watched it yet.
And I had picked up the DVD because the problem with, I want to go back, it was on, yes, it was on Kyle's stream.
Post a picture of you buying the DVD.
For whatever reason, it was coming through like very choppy. And I didn't have that problem. It was funny because we were talking about this in the Twitter chat. Brandon, you were saying a lot of people say your stuff buffers. The Kevin Smith thing came through fine. We tried to watch because my wife was all excited. She went to watch Red Sparrow and Annihilation, and they were coming through. It was very pixelated. That's what I'm looking for. So it was, and that's probably because you have 9,000 people watching your stuff, which is fine. But we wanted to watch The Room, and I was like, "You should watch this movie. We're gonna talk about it in the podcast and everything." She's like, "Oh, I want to see it and everything." Or no, she didn't say that. I said, "Let's." She's like, "What is this room? Like, what is it?"
I was "What is The Room?"
Well, I was like, I don't know how to tell the best way to tell this. I was like, it's this goofy, it's this cult movie. And I found the, what's his name?
Tommy Wiseau?
No. Honest Trailers. The Honest Trailers for The Room. Uh-huh. So I played that for her. And she's like, we have to watch this movie. And so we started to watch it on the thing, and it was coming and pixelated again. So I was like, you know what?
So hold on, wait. Let me ask you this. Did she watch the whole thing? Spoiler alert. Did she watch the whole thing?
Yes.
Or did she tap out?
No. She's like, why am I watching this? I was like, because it's so awesome. But it is. And we're going to talk about this more. Stay tuned, because Scott and Brandon are going to watch this. And Kyle, you can definitely come along for that ride as well. The discussion.
Sure. It's definitely like you have to like slog through it. It is kind of a chore, but
it's a chore.
If you're watching it ironically, then you'll find the humor in it. You know, you'll be prepared for it, but it is the part of the reason it is as ridiculous as it is is because of how fucking hard it is to watch it in the first place.
Now I don't know if this was just my TV or my DVD player, or maybe you can talk to this. Were there parts where the audio was off and it looked like they were lip syncing?
Yes.
Okay.
He had to go back and overdub like some bullshit, like 70% of his lines, because they were literally in it, like unintelligible.
Because she's like, is he dubbing this? I was like, I don't know.
Because that shit bugs the hell out of me. If I saw that happen, I'd be like, I got to download a different version right now.
It's not like super bad and obvious, but there are parts where it is.
But
like,
honestly, I will say this. We'll talk about this further. I just want to bring up. I give it huge, because it is, and people say this all the time, it's so bad, it's good. Like, I will watch that another, like, just because it's so humorous. And to pick out the things, it's like, and I think Honest Trailers did a good job of that, you know, with the
good.
he's my friend. Yeah. Like, watch the Honest Trailers of it, and that was enough to get her hooked. You know, when they talk about the random throwing the football around, and no spoilers, Brandon, but
it is way funnier once you, because a lot of the stuff I think you would almost overlook if you were watching it for the first time, but if you do have somebody kind of pointing out some of the ridiculous shit to you, it helps, because that's the reason it's so fun to go watch in the movies. If you have like a midnight screening place around you, because all of the people there around you are all going to know what to yell, what to say. And that makes it so much fun.
So they've turned it into like a Rocky Horror Picture. We're talking way too much about it. We're supposed to save this conversation.
Right, we're going
to
save it. But the last thing
but it's like a Rocky Horror thing. Like when you go to the theater to see it.
Yes. The last,
I didn't know that.
It's awesome. My last like comment on this, until we actually have the show dedicated to it, or at least a huge segment to it, is the best part about this is how much money is he making now off this?
Yeah.
Like, it's so like something that was a joke. I don't know if, because you have the same obviously DVD I have, except yours is awesome and signed by. Can you hold that up again? Do you have that there? We talked about in the pre-show.
There it is. There signed by the man himself.
So I have, can you?
I also have a big poster with it too.
Hold up a little bit more, like, so we can see the bottom of the case. Well, hold it close to the camera. Just put the what the tagline says there at the bottom.
Oh, yeah. It says, you're talking about this?
Yes. Read that. Can you read that? Or I guess I can read it. Whatever
it's
says.
For me.
It says it's a black comedy. Like, so I don't know if the comedy label came after he realized it was so
bad. That is true. And you'll find that after. Did you watch The Disaster Artist yet?
No, and that's what we're going to watch that shortly.
Yeah, you'll kind of get a more insight into that kind of shit once you watch that movie.
So if it was initially set up to be a comedy, great job. Like, you know, but when you're watching it, no. And exactly. And that's, it's just, a, it's a fantastic, I am very happy. Like, I didn't mind spending $10 on the DVD. And I would love to get
a signed
copy.
Worth watching at least once, just to experience the spectacle of it. But I mean, it is over 2 hours, you know, prepare yourself.
It's a long movie, and there's some deleted scenes in there, and it's ridiculous. The soundtrack's ridiculous. It looks like a very bad porn. At some yeah. very bad soft porn.
Not watch it with the kids around if you don't want them.
No, you can't. But it's fantastic, and it's definitely worth a watch. And that's all I'm going to say about that right now, because
we'll get into that next week. Whenever next week is.
Yeah, because if you're not going to be here next week, I may do a solo. I may not. I don't know. Chances are I probably won't, because my wife will want to hang out and spend time and do all that stuff.
I like the idea of watching something and talking about it like that. What was your other idea that you said that you had for an episode?
The other idea when we were all talking about beforehand, we were all making transactions in the bathroom before the episode. I think you had taken the picture, Brandon, and I was like, you know what? If we all had laptops, and we talked about like shooting the shit, but like as an episode, but I thought it would be very awesome if we did a podcast and called it Shit Talking.
From the toilet?
Yeah, maybe just a half hour episode, but you record a podcast. That's like great. This. Love you know, that. four people.
That's so
just
funny.
Just talking and taking a dump.
That's a podcast in itself, man. Shit talking.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Everyone's just shitting as they're... I think that's funny. Especially if everyone truly was shitting. Like, you really were in sync like that. That part alone makes it funny as hell to me.
Well, tonight at 10:50, we all were in sync.
We were.
So.
It was...
Even Kyle threw in at the last minute. Well, I guess I'll go to
join the party, right?
Maybe you squeeze something out.
So that was my...
at the end of every podcast, you turn the camera on what you created.
You guys remember ratemypoo.com?
Yeah, fuck yeah, I remember ratemypoo.com.
It is no longer a website, which is really depressing, but yeah.
Man, sucks.
I spent more time on that website than I should have.
Hey, gentlemen, real quick, I'm going to use the facilities again. I've been drinking a lot of water. I think there's more discussion to be had here. You guys continue it. I will be right back.
All right. You got it.
It is almost wrap-up time, though.
Yeah, could wrap it up. Oh, he already went radio video silent on us.
He did. Oh, well.
What were we even talking about? I can't remember.
The room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have anywhere at midnight near you?
Yeah. My kid just started working at a theater like a month ago, and they show it. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. I mean, I definitely don't. I don't recommend seeing it the first time at the theater, but.
Yeah, I would. I'd prefer to watch it at home, especially now that I know that it's like a Rocky Horror thing. I didn't know that it was like that. So.
At ours at least, it's at the theater called the Drexel. And they give like free admission to you if you wear a red dress, and that includes guys.
Okay.
They do like once a month. I've told people it's the most fun you'll ever have at the movies. I've taken like I've tried to take like everyone I know there. Just because.
That's why I know as much of. I mean, I've never watched it, but the only reason I really know anything about it is from seeing you talk about it and like rallying people to go see it and stuff. That's my experience with The Room is that
I think the first time I ever heard about it, Aaron actually had mentioned it on one of the message boards or something, and he talked it up because he's always kind of in the know on like he's always up to the memes and shit like that. In the know, but I think I'm just giving him props for really
for sure.
Oh, let me show you this other Room memorabilia I have real quick. Hold on.
All right. Holy shit, it's just me. So, okay, good. Kyle's back. Whew.
This guy.
It was just me there for a second. I didn't know what to do.
It's Tommy was so bobblehead.
Right on.
And he talks. Hold on. Let's see if you can hear him.
Okay.
You know what they say, love is blind.
Could you hear that?
Yeah. You know, I have no idea what the hell it's talking about, but...
Everybody knows that one.
Oh, Oh yeah, everybody.
Oh hi, Denny. Yeah, this is Paula. Paula bought my birthday 1 year.
There's this dude that I follow on Instagram that like makes like T-shirts. Is essentially what this guy does, like novelty T-shirts, and they're pretty funny most part. And one that he just recently made was, it was a combination of The Room and Typo Negative, and I'm a huge Typo Negative fan, so I was like, damn, I wish I understood like The Room part of it. It says Type O High Mark on it, so it's like, but I don't understand the O High Mark part of The Room. Mark.
So, I did not hit a, oh, hi Mark.
Oh, hi Smoothie.
Oh, so I felt bad that it was like a cool Typo Negative shirt, but I wish I would have known like the other reference.
Hopefully it has the same effect on you that like Rick and Morty did. Like, it was already a cultural phenomenon. You got into it late. So I did too. And then like now you're like part of it and with it. But
yeah,
that'll happen with you guys for The Room, because it's nice being like, it's annoying being outside of these dumb cultural phenomenons that you think are dumb, but.
Right.
Then it's fun being a part of them when you finally get in.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm happy to be there. I'm glad I bought the DVD. I plan on watching it again just to find out other discrepancies. And like there's one I wanted to point out that was just like comical, and we'll talk about that on when we do have that episode. But it's fantastic for what it is. Like, it made it that much better.
Yeah, it's probably a good
idea. It's ridiculous that I haven't watched it yet.
It's probably a good idea to preface it with that video Smoothie recommended, at least so you'll be kind of prepared for some of the in jokes. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, if you watch the honest trailer of it, like the way they point out things, and then just you'll be able to pick up on a lot of like the inconsistencies.
That's probably a good idea
with it.
So you're saying, Kyle, because you're the veteran here, you've been familiar with it for longer and seen it longer. You think that I should watch the honest trailer first?
I definitely think so, because going in blind, I think you would find enough humor in it. So if you'd rather do that, please go for it, because that's how I did it. And
I think that's maybe, but
yeah, I think you'll still be good with it. But it may be worth, for some people, maybe worth kind of having a little bit of knowledge of what some of the in jokes are, what might be coming, so that you can kind of be like, oh yeah, there's that fucking part. Ah, yeah, that is ridiculous.
I agree
in context.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that's the honest trailer is what sold my wife on it. She's like, we have to watch this. And that's why I didn't see it. It was you know, pixelated on your stream. I don't know if it was just
get it. Jeez.
No, I'm not saying
you
that.
Have the 5G internet hooked up hardwire.
I'm very appreciative. It's cool just to even see what movies that you have. I'm there, and I'm hoping
it's entertaining.
I can.
Just scrolling through Kyle's movies. Fuck watching anything. It's just fun to scroll through it all.
But no, but definitely like that salt. Like, she's like, I want to see this. And I was like, all right, let me go see what it is. I was like, oh, it's like $10 on Amazon. I was like, okay, I'll
worth it, man.
I'll take the plunge, and I can't wait to watch the deleted scenes.
Oh, watch the deleted scenes, and there may be a commentary.
I think
also.
There's commentary. I think there's maybe some. I don't know. It looks like
I recommend them. All of the special features on the DVD are great.
It looks there's
well
a lot of things, but the Honest Trailers is definitely a good. Because the way, if you're familiar, you're familiar with Honest Trailers, of course, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So
I've never heard of Honest Trailers.
Really? Oh, they do great things. Watch the Lion King one. The Lion King one's probably my first. Okay. That's probably the one I was introduced to them. I don't know how I stumbled across it, but definitely check out the Lion King one. But this one, it definitely sets the scene, because they pull out the key highlights that you want to pick up on when you're watching it.
Hold on, what the fuck, Kyle's? You just said that I should watch the Honest Trailer first, and then a minute later you're like, what the fuck is Honest Trailers?
Well, no, I was only recommending it based on what Smoothie said, as far as it maybe filling you in on some of the in-jokes.
I don't know. Point it out.
Hold on. You know what? Just
watch it blind, man. I think you'll like it regardless.
I think I'm going to go so watch far, it blind. I think that's
what you've heard so far sounds cool. You'll like it going in blind, honestly. Yeah. So.
It's something I should have watched a long time ago, because that is the kind of stuff that I enjoy is stupid shit like that.
Yeah,
but I just never got around to watching it.
Wait, hold on. You know what? Do we want to do this now, or want to wait for Scott? I can pull it up and we can try and see how the honest trailer thing. Although we might get flag, won't we, Kyle? You're more experienced with that for the YouTube.
Yeah, if you play something from YouTube, at the very least, you don't talk over it. It'll flag you and it'll potentially block your audio, which is fucking annoying.
Oh well, then we're gonna cut that. I was gonna share it and
yeah, it can be a pain in the ass.
Do that, but it's
no, just watch it. I mean, everybody has YouTube. Go there and check it out. I mean, or not, and watch The Room if not. I think you should definitely, you guys were talking about last week, definitely watch The Room before The Disaster Artist, I think.
Yeah, I think it'll make The Disaster Artist that much more fulfilling to watch, I guess.
All right, now move the fuck on, because we've now talked about The Room for like 20 minutes.
Well, all right, that's fine.
We're
supposed
to do a whole entire segment on it. We're going to have to rehash all of it. All
right. No, we will, but we'll have seen it then, so we'll be able to actually talk about the film.
Yeah, I'm the only one that's still the holdout. Did Scott say he has seen it?
I don't think he's watched it as of yet.
Okay.
I don't, you know, hold me to that, but I don't think he has
seen it. Yeah, I'd be surprised if he hasn't seen it because of Aaron being on those kind of things. You would think Scott would have watched it by now.
All right, yeah. But we're definitely going to have a whole dedicated thing to that. Yeah. So stay.
You coming back for that episode, dude. Kyle? Because obviously you have some good The Room insights.
I would love to. I hope I'm not doing shit.
We'll definitely have you back. Your schedule for at least another episode, definitely the Juggalo episode.
Won't be there for the Juggalo episode.
Yeah. Right, because we don't talk about it we have not talked about it on this episode, and we're not going to.
No. I was thinking about having some Juggalo talk tonight, but we won't.
No.
We'll refrain.
No.
We'll refrain. You ain't no ninjas.
So what about Kyle? Let's get together a crossover episode.
All right, let's talk about that before we head out of here. Let's close on that, because we have talked about that. So
yeah.
As you're aware, as we've made it clear, very clear for the past couple of weeks, Kyle and his buddy Enns host a weekly podcast on stream it live on Facebook called Iconoclash. It's just pretty much very similar to what we do, only more structured, it seems to me. And maybe it's just it's more or less an illusion. But they talk about video games and music, definitely heavy on the music and video games, I would say. I've got a lot of stuff from it in terms of musical stuff, but I don't want to take all your thunder. Why don't you talk about that a little bit, Kyle, and then we'll talk about the crossover.
Well, I actually didn't know that Enns had listened to any of your guys' podcasts, and he surprised me last week talking about how he checked you guys out and shit. And you know how people are, right? You never know if people's actually listening and shit, but yeah. But he said it was cool, and I was like, let's do a crossover. He's like, I'm down. Yeah. So it really just depends on our schedules. We both just got new jobs, so we haven't even worked out what our new schedule is going to be like for our show. So as long as we can work it out, I mean, I don't see it being a problem. I think it'll be fun. He's into it. You know, if we can get all of us in it, man, it'll be good old fucking time.
Cool.
Just bring your soundboard and you supply all the sounds and,
Oh yeah, no, I will try. Something. He kills me with that shit, but he's trying.
That's fine. How that worked? That'll be
a soundboard. Like what? Like,
well, like we.
Because I'm not.
We talked about doing a soundboard. He brought his. He downloaded an app I recommended and started playing it, but he's got like a few sounds so far. He needs to be more on. He needs to be more on top of it. He loves his fucking. It needs to be about 20% cooler.
What's the ending? I'm Leroy Jenkins.
Leroy Jenkins. Whatever the fuck that is.
No, it's fine. I've been wanting to do that. I have to ask off air about that, how to connect and get it in for our show.
Man, it's easy shit.
I know it is. I just rather have it explained.
Are you trying to put a soundboard on our show?
Oh, definitely. I'm always trying to do different things.
For what it's worth, I like every podcast that I listen to that does a soundboard. I like it. I think soundboards are so funny every time.
Right on.
But so that's like Iconoclash in a nutshell. Great guys. Enns is of course a independent artist. I guess he's pretty, but sure. He's whatever you want to. I don't want to do him a disservice.
He's an independent artist. He just makes music and puts it on Spotify.
I've listened to some of the stuff. It's definitely worth checking out. There definitely are some Keezy collaborations with them, and definitely if you check out iconoclash.net, you can download a bunch of free Keezy tracks, like old school.
Yeah, all of that shit's on there.
What did I pull up? We were talking about Aaron earlier. What I was listening to Broads, and what was the other one?
We have another one called "I'm Through with White Girls." That I did with Aaron.
That's it.
Awesome.
As Mr. Hiss. Yeah, they're good awesome. Stuff. And
Howdy Inc. the song. Howdy by the way, with that song. Scott the Thought on there. You should Scott play that on here.
We tried, but it was I was vetoed on that one. I incorporated it into the first episode. What was the reasoning? Why were we vetoed on that?
Because I don't think Scott wanted it to be heard, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I think it's fucking sweet, man.
I'm not trying to like misquote him on that, but I think that's what happened. He was like, "No, that was you can't play that."
Oh, it was so good though. Like that's like that's Howdy Inc. classic right there. Like that's if you're putting a Howdy Inc.'s greatest hits, that song's on there. not only because
what other songs are on the greatest hits album?
Christmas song. I don't think I wasn't on that one, but
that was the B side.
Christmas song
Howdy Show theme song. That's the whole greatest hits album right there.
Oh, and the Ninja Land soundtrack.
That's very true. Yeah.
And the unfinished Never Before Heard Nutshell.
You're the only fucking person that even remembers that existed.
All right. So now I'm curious.
Did not exist, what, really.
What's the what's the nutshell?
Oh, that was when I was decided that I was going to record an album, and then absolutely nothing ever happened from it.
You're going to Trent Reznor an album up.
Yeah, which I still want to fucking do, just because I've got all the fucking instruments. Fuck but yeah. Just never have.
I was thinking about, because Scott was saying that I had to wrap the next promo, because I cut, as if you listen to this in the audio version, you'll notice that the promos that are cut, most of them have been me. I've taken the time just for the different shows. But Scott had said I need to wrap one. So I was listening to The Unknown, and I'm very, very early stages, meaning in my head, listening to our theme song, The Unknown Podcast song, and adding a verse. And I was thinking maybe we could start there. And Brandon, you can add a verse to it.
That would be sweet.
That like Brandon an extended rap. Well, you can.
Like two bars, man. Drop like two bars and you'll be good.
You know, just keep up with him and like have like an extended like cut of the theme song.
Out of all of those songs that we just said that were on the Howdy Inc. Greatest Hits album, my contribution to all of that was I said, "It's Ninja Land, it's Ninja Land." Over and over again. That is my only contribution to the Greatest Hits album.
That's fantastic.
That's so funny.
It's terrible. I can't do that shit.
Man, come on.
We can discuss these on upcoming episodes off the thing. But I honestly do want to do an extended cut of our theme song. Like add us on there as well. And then we're going to go, since our buddies, Keezy and Enns, are down to do a crossover, get them to do the remix.
And get verses. Aaron on there, too.
There just we go.
Every guest you ever have them write like a little like verse for it.
There we go. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful idea.
I found buried in a folder on my computer not too long ago. There was a point when we were on one of the old message boards, and I don't remember which of the Juggalo boards it was, but like some of us got together, and this might even have been against Kyle. I don't remember. I think it might have been, actually. Like there was a few of us that were going to like write a diss song about like other people on the board.
Yes.
I think that might have been at the point when we were beefing with Kyle for whatever the fuck reason.
No, it was
and
not.
So anyway, no. So I found a document on my computer that was like everybody's verse and then like written out form, not like in audio form, but like people had wrote their verse and I had a file with all of the fucking verses on it.
So, oh man, you need to have that, put that file in the Google Drive and let
I'll find it and I will,
everybody
yeah.
like rap it on the show. That'd be awesome.
Wait a minute though. Wait, was it a real like beef? If you will,
I honestly don't even remember.
Because I remember there was a time.
I have no fucking clue.
I remember being banned from Hell's Forecast at one point, and then I came back as like another character at one point. Like I had like a different name, and I just posted in like the rap battle forum for a minute. And then I started joining, and then I secretly revealed myself, and then like everybody was cool with me again. I don't remember why we were beefing though. I remember
at one point when we were beefing, I remember because you were doing the How to Ink website at some point. Okay. And like you redirected howtoink.com to like keezy.com. Like you stole my fucking website and pointed it to yours.
Oh my god, I didn't remember that. That's so funny. I wish I knew why we were mad at each other.
Yeah, I really have no clue.
I remember, maybe it's a different, completely different instance. I remember when the supervillains and superheroes were supposed to drop and we formed fact. Because I have somewhere.
Here comes the fucking Juggalo part.
No. Because I remember on the message board, I remember creating a little graphic of like me and I think Scott was in it, like drawing like the garbage bin, and then everybody else had like a different one. Like the super.
I don't think that was related to the beef, though. I think that was a fun, good.
So, I don't remember. I have to.
The beef may have been like something personal or something. I really truly don't remember.
Yeah, I don't either. I really do not.
That's how insignificant and stupid it was, obviously.
Because so the beef was with you and
it was while I was living in Columbus, if I'm not mistaken.
I was Brandon, Liz, and me were the admins at some point on that board. And they like banned me and everything. And like me and like I think Nikki and Paul.
Yeah, it was like your whole
Candace. We all got banned.
Yeah. Oh, damn. That's a name I kind of forgot all about right there.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the fuck caused it or happened or
internet. What's shit, on. Man, that's funny.
Yeah. Whatever. We can be friends now.
Yeah, man. I like you.
Thanks. I just really. Oh, never mind. I just realized there was something under the bottle cap of the beer that I drank. I thought I was going to say something cool, but it's just at Stone Brewery with their little Facebook symbol and shit. Yeah. Anyway.
Boring.
Well, fellas, we are at over 2 hours of recording
time. Time flies, man.
It does. It's been a great discussion here. We
should restart the beef just for the fuck.
Fucking Howdy Ink versus Keezy.
Howdy Ink versus Icono Clash. Fuck you guys. Fuck your crossover episode.
Oh, here it comes.
Well, not even beef, just like a battle. That would be awesome. Like we would get.
What are we gonna do? We're gonna rap battle them. They're gonna for sure fucking win that.
And that's fantastic. our great white hope is Scott. At least he and Aaron. If we bring Aaron into it, but
make diss songs against each other. You want to do that?
That'd be fun.
That sounds way better than a crossover episode. We'd probably both get more listeners somehow that way.
Yeah, no shit.
It's fantastic, but it's like it's getting late. It's
all right. All right.
2 o'clock. I could literally. I'm in that kind of zone where I could talk all night. But yep. I think it's time to come to close. Kyle, we've appreciated having you on the show once again, and we do look forward to having you. We're definitely having you on for the room talk. You have a signed copy of the DVD, so I mean you are. Yeah,
you didn't see this either. I had this.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I'm fed up with this world.
I think the best part when I opened that DVD and saw a little like
save it for next week.
okay. I will save that for next week, but definitely you are, or not next week, whenever week we do that, it will be the next when we're all together again. Like I said, I'm still debating on whether or not it seems like I might be doing the solo show next week at some point. And if I know that definitely early in the week, I'll try and record it.
Why don't you guys just work on a different day? Come on. You guys can't get together for an hour and a half some other day.
No,
this is Smoothie's sweet spot. I can't get them to do any other time.
I finally got my wife around to the thing, so maybe we can go earlier. Like, for me, a lot of it is being in the basement and everything. It's not being a finished basement, so it's very, like, if they're up and they're in the living room watching TV, I'm going to hear it down here. And
it's like 7 a.m.
I get up early in the morning, so that's, I thought about that too, but I know those guys, I know Brandon doesn't get up that early. Because I can rock and roll any time of the weekend on, like, I was up this morning at 4 o'clock to go out and run.
Damn.
And I'll be up tomorrow at 7. I sleep in on Sundays because I do this show, so I get a nice 5 hours sleep, respectable. And, but I'm definitely up and available at those times. But I like this time, I
really don't dislike this time.
Moving forward, I was thinking about this. I would like, and we could talk about this definitely off air, but moving maybe if possible to a Friday night.
No, I jam on Friday nights. We drink beer and play guitars.
Okay.
That night's occupied.
That's fine. But that's not whatever the case may be. Whenever we have, I'm just going to say, I only say doing a solo show just because it'd be fun to try and do.
Hey, man. Yeah, go for it. I couldn't imagine doing that. That sounds terrible.
I'd really, like I said, it would be something that I probably wouldn't do live. I'd record something and see how it sounds and either put it up or not. Like, it might
be. I'm all for you doing it. You go right ahead.
DJ all night and just play songs. I mean, it wouldn't be good for a YouTube video, but it'd be good for a podcast to listen to.
That's true, because they don't
play songs on podcasts. Like, where's the gray area there?
I think as long as you credit them.
You can't, but if you don't have sponsors and, like, no one's going to fucking, I mean, how many downloads are you getting a week? Nobody's gonna fucking give a shit. I listen,
but like iTunes, iTunes doesn't catch that and shit. Like, no. iTunes isn't like, you're playing copyrighted shit.
I listen to podcasts that downloads from iTunes and they blatantly play parts of songs. And
yeah,
shit.
That podcast I was listening to, the Mixed Feelings podcast. Like, they usually, like, they'll start in with a popular song. The one that comes to mind, they did First of the Month, the one time. But then at the end of the episode, they said the songs you heard, and they credited. To some extent, but it.
I mean, I think it's just, you just do it until you get a cease and desist, and then, you know, how long is that going to take?
Yeah. So
anyways, I think that would be a cool show.
So I could do that, but any event, we enjoyed having you on. You're going to be back for the room, so
thanks.
When we
I'll
come back, then maybe if the stars align right and the moon's fall into place, maybe by the time we get to the room, it'll be time for the Juggalo episode, so we can. Combine them all in the one mighty, mighty episode.
Oh, no. The Juggalo episode is all Juggalo episode.
Okay. I have no problems.
There ain't no time for the room on there.
Everyone should commit to painting their face on that episode.
I said that.
Yeah. Smoothie already tried that.
Come on, dude. I do it, I swear to God I'll do it. I'll paint my face. I'll put that on wax right now. I will paint my face if I am able to do that episode.
Please do. You're going to be sitting there on a Saturday night like, nope, sorry, can't do it. I'm painting my face.
Dude, I haven't painted my face in years. I would definitely do it.
We'll see when we get closer to that. So,
all right.
What episode is this? 12.
This is 12. So we're only 5 away. I mean,
yeah, we're getting close.
We'll be close to gathering time by then. You know that?
Oh, perfect. We planned that.
Look at that. We're awesome. So
as long as you don't skip an episode, don't do it.
So that really holds me to doing a solo episode.
Yes.
Maybe I'll find a guest. Maybe I'll find somebody I know. And we'll just,
there you
whatever.
Go. That'd be good.
Whatever. We'll run with it. But Kyle,
yeah, get like one of your YouTubing buddies.
That's what I'm
something.
Thinking about.
Something
we'll expand. Maybe even Mr. Retro, who was on the show. No name, who was in the chat, who hung around for pretty much the whole show. And I, again, thank you. He signed off. He said he enjoyed the stream, so I appreciate that. But it's, you know, we keep talking on. We got to cut this here. Kyle, where can we find you and your goodness?
You follow me on Twitter and shit. I don't post that often, but Special Keezy and Instagram, and then keezy.com is where everything is. Iconoclash.net leads to the same site. Don't be fooled. It's the same as keezy.com.
All right. And Brandon, where can we find
Captain Howdy 1027 on Instagram and Twitter? You could go to howdyinc.com, but it just redirects you to keezy.com because he fucking stole it.
That's fantastic.
That's about it.
It's fantastic. I don't know how I missed. I don't know how I missed that. Yeah. Like I was around.
Work in mysterious ways. That's what they say.
But I was around.
Yeah, you were. I mean, you were definitely around during that time for sure.
Because it was especially if it was after like a B6 time when we started our own thing.
It was around the time of like when we were doing the Howdy Show and stuff. I think Ninja Land even maybe. I don't know.
That's crazy. I don't know.
After Ninja Land, was it after we did Ninja Land?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So that was, yeah.
Like Hell's Forecast days, I think.
I missed it. I don't remember it. Whatever. I know it's neither here nor there. So that's all you got for us, Brandon.
That's that.
That's that. You're right, Captain Howdy. We got that.
1027.
I am your boy Smoothie, but of course, sounds redundant. You can find me at Instagram and Twitter at INC_smoothie, and on the YouTube's INC Smoothie Entertainment. You can also check out our newly formed and recently liked by Brandon, finally, our Facebook page for the Unknown Podcast, and that is facebook.com, The Unknown Pod. And of course, we have The Unknown Pod on Twitter. Go to theunknownpod.com and you can catch every episode. We upload them there weekly, and any other news pertaining to this show or the other shows that Howdy Inc. has to offer, hit up howdyinc.com. And ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this week. We want to once again thank Kyle for coming on. And
you're welcome.
It's been great. And
thanks for having me. It was fun.
No problem. We look forward to the many, many future dealings with you and past dealings and maybe possible beef that I can be part of this time.
Oh, don't you fucking start.
Whatever it is, thank you for tuning in, everyone. This is your boy Smoothie signing off, and we hope you enjoyed this episode of the Unknown Podcast.
Peace.
See ya.
Later. Shit, where's Audacity? I gotta find that. There it is.
The Unknown Podcast.